ladies and gentlemen, we welcome you to another edition of the Sunday Breakdown. Now, where is Hong Kong Fooey?
Here he is. Yep, he had to go pee. Just let him out to pee?
Now we break it down, tonight we're gonna shut it down. Hear your voice from across the crowd, Sunday breakdown, scream aloud. Boom! Now we break it down, tonight we're gonna shut it down. Hear your voice from across the crowd, Sunday breakdown, scream aloud.
Listen up, because I got the mic. Get in the room because the space is tight. Cook and red don't homie, better get it right. Mic and record close, Superman script tonight. Cut it all on as you break it down. Giving you the blues on all around. Put the pounds and topics to the breaking ground. Championship fight, flying around. This is gonna be the craziest test round. Look at all this controversy I found. Take your ideas, turn them upside down.
Hong Kong Fooey with the Basset Hound?
I don't believe the man, that shit cray. Jeff and Rob, let him out to play. Wandered in the traffic for a ninja display. Then there's no more Hong Kong Fooey today. Don't you cry, guys, it's okay. Show was that long ago anyway. Now the form is yours. Take it away, call these cats out in MMA. Make it loud, make it live. Spirit of the Hong Kong Fooey survives. No longer just a vision of street surprise. Take the internet, bring it back alive, come on.
Boom. Now we break it down, tonight we're gonna shut them down. Hear your voice from amongst the crowd. Sunday breakdown, scream aloud.
Alright, welcome to Sunday Night Breakdown. This is Clinch. Here with Rob, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, man. What's going on up in Washington? Have you already broke out the rain gear? Or are you just hoping it's just like a one-day thing and you're still going to have some summertime weather?
Well, given that there's outdoor fights in like more than a month, I'm hoping that summer's not over. So
I don't understand really why you're trying to do outdoor fights at the end of September. To me, I'm just going to go out on a limb and say it's not really the best idea.
Well, sometimes you inherit other people's ideas. That'd be the situation here. I'd rather not do an outdoor show at night at all.
I'd rather never even see an outdoor show. It's just too many variables.
Even in nice weather,
like we saw the night at RFA, dude, the mat gets slippery. Guys don't have the regular traction that they have, you know?
Yeah, it's nice to watch outside, though, sometimes. I've seen some nice fights outside. But you've never been to outdoor fights?
No, I've been to outdoor fights. Just not a fan of them.
No, it's too much.
They're fun as a fan.
The outdoor fights,
they're fun.
That I went to.
Like, they're fun to go to. But if I'm thinking about it as a competitor, I don't really like it. Hey, what if it's 95 fucking degrees out, bro?
Yeah. Well, I went to one that got canceled after three fights because it got so slippery. There's no way to keep it dry. Just the dew came in because it got to be, you know, just dusk, a little past, and just ruined the show. Broke the guy big time. Now he can't even put fights on in the state. It was a Dwayne Spivey show. So... I mean,
from the fans' perspective, it's a great thing. But if you think about it as a competitor, it just doesn't work out.
Yeah, I heard a lot of arguments about that, too. And some people say, well, they're both on the same end of the same condition, so it doesn't matter. Because one guy wanted to get his fight, you know, ruled a no contest because he just threw one kick and flew and landed on his back, and the guy jumped on him. It was like a squealing pig, you know, catch the pig contest, and he got him and choked him, and it was just not a legitimate loss, so he wanted to contest it, and that was one of the arguments, was that they were both fighting under the same conditions. But I said they didn't send him to fight on a nice rink, so it's not really, this fight shouldn't have happened. And he ended up getting overturned, and so now it's a no contest.
Yeah, I mean, they might be fighting under the same conditions, but that doesn't mean that they're the right condition.
Or any that they would have ever agreed to. I wouldn't agree to a fight on nice, you know. You just don't.
Like, I was seeing something somewhere on Facebook today where there's going to be fights on some kind of floating cage?
Yeah.
I'm not really sure.
I got invited.
Huh?
I'm going to go.
You're going to go? What the fuck?
Yeah, it's an invite-only thing. I'm going to go check it out. I think Aaron Hall's going to go, too.
Well, yeah, Aaron Hall's just going to see the boobs.
The guy who's putting it on is totally legitimate, dude. Really legit guy. He's a pro himself. I've never heard any shady thing about him, so it could be a really cool event. I like the idea of the first two rows being on inner tubes. That sounds pretty fucking cool.
I don't know, man. We'll see. I'm not sure I want to fight in the middle of the lake.
Well, you'd be signing up for it,
you should probably call her a guest.
It's a good idea.
I sent you the number.
Anything exciting this weekend in MMA?
She just got back from Vegas, bro. That's why we're calling.
For you.
Huh?
Anything exciting for you this weekend?
Exciting for me? I did win the long drive contest on Friday in the Home Builders Association Golf Tournament using a 15-year-old Callaway Warbird 3-wood.
Nice. Wow. Just like that.
Dude, these guys I play with were like, if you had a real driver, I don't know how far you'd hit it. I'm like, yeah, me neither, but I hit this good enough.
The call's failing.
I normally. Huh?
Call's failing with that number. I just copied and pasted it.
With the four, with that one right there?
Yep.
I don't know how that happens. Yeah, that should be the right number.
Nope. Failed again.
What's it saying?
Call failed or was not answered, but it didn't go long enough to not be answered.
Yeah, that's the number, dude. Try this one here. Let's see if this works better.
Oh, I think I know what's wrong. I got saved by the Blog Talk genie. Just saved my ass. We'll be good now.
Oh, what were you doing wrong?
I was just born ugly. That was the main thing.
Oh. Take that up with your dad.
I got a bunch of things to take up with him. You should move. Now it's Sally. If I disappear, it's because I'm in another room. So talk about something.
You're going in the other room now? I don't even know what the hell is going on. Let's talk about some crazy shit last night that went down at Ultimate Reno Combat, though. Holy macaroni. There was some... Arison Perry started off like a streak of three fights that just had some nasty finishes, and two of them were with knees to the dome. Both just nice, nicely done. Ultimate Reno Combat was a great night of fights that had... pretty much most of the favorites won, but, they won in fantastic fashion. AJ Sewell ended up losing his fight with Danny Ramirez via a head kick KO, but not after he had busted Ramirez wide open over the eye with a pretty nasty cut. Ultimate Reno Combat, I think it's just maybe, between them and Tough Enough for who the best amateur organization in the country is. It's hard to pick between those two, but they have the right rule set. They have pancration for the under 18 people, and it's just always a good night of fights. They had two women's fights last night. Jordan Ralston defeated Haley Meyer in a contested split decision, and there's talk already of a possible rematch between those two ladies, so that'll be good to see. And then Autumn Norton caught the early TKO of Breida Carpenter. And then in your main event, St. John Smith stayed undefeated as he head kick KO'd Rob Gamble into next week. It was pretty vicious night of fights, and the main card really brought some great, great finishes. The event started off kind of slow with some decision heavy, but then it got up and going, and Arison Perry started that off with that nasty knee to the face that just put Jeremy Hickman's lights out. And then, Brandon LaRocco, he needed two precisely targeted and connected knees to put Trevor Simpson away, but he ended up getting those both in the first round as well. I don't understand. Huh?
Guest.
Oh,
guest.
Oh, you've got somebody on the phone finally.
I've been sending you messages.
Oh.
It was all smooth, but no.
I thought you were just being crazy.
Let's just talk to some badass.
We are going to talk to somebody badass. We're going to let's just find out how was the weekend in Vegas, Courtney Casey.
The weekend in Vegas was good. Definitely some well deserved time that I needed with some of my very close friends that I've had for many years. It was a bachelorette party, so you know it was nice to kind of take a little break from camp. You know, I couldn't have as much fun as I'd like to have because, you know, I am in fight camp, but, you know, we still made the best of it, and we had a blast. So it's definitely well deserved, but I'm excited to get back to work tomorrow, so pretty happy about it.
Did you have some s'mores while you were in Las Vegas?
I didn't have any s'mores. I was trying to go to the Haagen-Dazs in MGM for, like, 3 nights, and we never made it to it, and last night we were like, let's go get Haagen-Dazs, and by the time we got there, it was closed, so... I guess it was a blessing in disguise because I didn't get to eat any Rocky Road ice cream. So
man, I think that would have been a great way to seal up this last like 6 weeks of fight camp.
Yeah, I might have to go get a s'mores tonight or something. But
yeah, I thought
I'm trying to stay off the sweets because once I eat
pizza.
It, like that's all I want.
I thought your manager was going to make you a s'mores pizza at some point.
She was. She was. Mercedes was going to make me a s'mores pizza, but. We've just both been so busy and with everything happening, you know, with Anthony's title fight and now my title fight. So, you know, she's just trying to keep everyone in check. And definitely when we bring home those belts, I'm pretty sure she'll have a s'mores pizza for both of us waiting for us.
Now, is that the thing at Luda now? Like, you can't have a fight unless it's for a title?
I mean, that's how we roll down there. Yeah, for sure. That's definitely how we roll. she's a great manager, man. She's one of the best, and she does... She does a great job at what she does, and you know, she makes sure we get the fights we deserve. And right now, it just so happens that we're both fighting for belts, so it's nice.
Now, how has fight camp been going?
Fight camp's been going good. It's been going really good. Didn't really change up too much from my last fight camp. You know, I got everything dialed in now. Just you know, trying to build a little bit more strength because she's a shorter girl, so she's gonna have that compact muscle. So. Just trying to build up a little bit more muscle and, you know, just wrestling and jiu-jitsu and in my striking, just kind of making sure I focus on everything equally and stick to my game plan.
What are some things that you see in Pearl that could possibly maybe present a problem?
Present a problem? You know, she is tough. She's just real tough. She's real grindy, you know, and she's out there with Liz now and, you know, so I know she's training hard, and, you know, I know she's going to keep that pace. You know, the only fight that I really saw of hers was her first fight in the XFC. And, you know, I saw some areas where I can capitalize on things, and I saw some areas that I might need to work on. So, you know, I'm just addressing those issues now. But I think it's going to be a great fight. I think it's going to be a great fight. She's most likely going to try to take me down and work her top game. That's what she's comfortable doing. She might stand and bang. I don't know, but. I know I'm going out there, and I'm going to try my best to get that W and, you know, do it in any fashion that I need to do it, whether it's on the ground or standing or wrestling. It's definitely going to be good.
What did you think when you went back and watched the Kelly Warren fight for the first time?
To be honest with you, I was a little disappointed in myself. You know, I'm sticking to my game plan, but at the same time, I didn't implement it the best I knew I could have, but at the end of the day, I did get the W. I was happy with my setup for my submission and keeping calm and not trying to force something and making sure I got, you know, position over submission first and then, you know, slowly sunk it in. And but other than that, you know, just a little bit disappointed on the way I came out. Definitely should have came out a little bit more quicker and you know, kept my combos a little bit longer than I did. But those are all things, you know, that I worked on and I'm working on now and definitely won't have that problem in my next fight, so.
Now, would you have rather had this fight in New Mexico or are you all right with Nashville?
I mean, I'm all right wherever it's at. I mean, New Mexico would be nice because it's a little bit closer to home and I'd have a lot more fans coming out and watching me, but, you know, I definitely have a big supporting fan base, you know, so I know a lot of people are going to definitely tune in and watch the fights, so I'm happy about that. But, you know, anything that's closer to Arizona, I'll definitely get a lot of ticket sales, so it'll be nice. But regardless, you know, XFC puts on a great show. I know Nashville's going to be awesome. You know, it's a great venue, so I'm excited.
Now, did you have any, like, TV jitters on the last one?
Oh, no, not at all, not at all. I played a few games on TV, soccer games on TV, so, you know, that's nothing new to me, so.
You're just a gangster, huh?
Just straight gangster.
Now, how's the Muay Thai going?
It's going good. It is going good. Definitely kind of put it not on the back burner, but just not as often as I was training for the Warren fight. But again, my camp is literally, you know, a month in, so I'm slowly going to start implementing that a little bit more into it. I was focusing a little bit more on my wrestling and my speed and strength, like I said, just because, you know, Pearl is a little bit of a shorter, stockier opponent, so I definitely want to make sure that my base is really good and my legs are strong and everything for her shots and stuff like that so I can stuff those takedowns. But yeah, I'll definitely be implementing Muay Thai in. I'm excited to get back in there and start working mitts and stuff like that with those guys over there.
Now, did you hit up Naga last weekend?
I did hit up Naga last weekend. And I'm really excited. I've been trying to tell Mercedes, like, I fight the 18th. Grappler's Quest is the 19th. Let's see if we can bring home the belt, get me on an early fight home, and I can compete in Grappler's Quest the next day.
Yes.
Like, one step at a time, Courtney, one step at a time.
I'm liking
so,
this.
Now,
we'll who just pulled
though.
That off? Somebody just pulled that off, I think, at the Pan Ams. They fought at Legacy, and they had a really tough fight, and then they went the next day and competed in the Pan Ams. I might have to think about this. I think that's a great idea, and I think that Mercedes really should come to embrace that idea.
I think she should, too. I mean, we'll see how it goes, though. But I'm definitely, you know, focusing really hard on this fight. And to me, after the fight, you know, getting right back into some grappling, you know, I'm happy there. You know, that's my relaxing, happy time. So it's fun doing it. So I definitely would like to be able to come back home and definitely compete, especially because it's going to be in Arizona and compete. So my friends and family can watch me.
And so how did you do last weekend?
Last weekend I took first in Nogi, and then they didn't have any blue belts in my weight class, or they had no blue belts at all that would go against me. So I went and tried to go in the men's division, and the men wouldn't compete against me. I even tried to go up into the next weight class, and they still said no. I was pretty sad. So
that's
I only
fucking
got the
pathetic.
Medal in Nogi.
That is pathetic. You know what? I'm putting all the guys in Arizona on notice. That is weak sauce.
Yeah, like one guy's like,
very weak.
I'm not going to go against the girl. And he was the only guy in my division. He's like, no, I'm not going against the girl. So then they moved us both up in the next division. And the guys in there are like, no, we don't want to go against the girl. And then one guy's like, oh, I'll go against her. And then he's like, where's she at? And then the guy's like, right there. And she goes, actually, I'm a little tired. It's been a long day, you know, so I might want to do my matches first because it was going to be like an exhibition, like, hey, you do your men's division, then you fight her again, and you can get another belt kind of thing or another medal. And he's like, I'm actually kind of tired. I'm like, what the heck, man? I'm like, this is really happening? But
dude, that is pathetic. Were they all willing to fight your teammates?
Yes.
That's weak.
Yeah.
That's weak. I mean, that's kind of like the neat thing about jiu-jitsu, you know. If you're in the same weight class, you know, I mean, technique will carry, you know, both sexes the same distance.
And
so.
They, you know, Naga was totally for it. Like, you can definitely go with the men, but they kind of make a rule that if the men have to agree to allow you in their division, I'm like, why are you leaving that to them? They're not going to want to fight a girl.
Yeah. Like, what?
No one wants to lose to a girl. No one,
where's
no
Title
one wants
nine
to get
now?
Choked out by a girl on top of that. You know what I mean?
We may need to sit down with Brenna and have a long conversation about that. Be like, what do you think from a legal aspect?
For a legal
would be
aspect, how
the
do we
options.
Get, how do we get? How do we get around this? How is this sexist?
Dang, that really shocks me. I mean, god dang. So how did the no-gi that you got to at least compete in against other ladies go? I mean, you obviously took first, but anything memorable?
I only had one competitor, and I submitted her with a triangle choke, I think it was. I don't remember. It was pretty quick.
You just pull guard right into a triangle? Are you doing flying triangles?
She's a wrestler, so I was just kind of – I was worried about the shot a little bit, and I was like, you know, I was like, should I just pull guard? And I was like, I'm pretty good at pulling guard. So I jumped real high guard, and got her right in a triangle right off the bat and just went from there.
I just got a message that says Anthony Berchek will grapple you.
Anthony Berchek will grapple me, and then he'll cheat on top of it.
Oh, hold on now.
He's a cheater. He puts that gi on, and he cheats. He thinks he can put it around his head and stop chokes by, like, putting it around his head. I'm like, you can't do that. That's cheating. So like, it's not cheating. And then he got in an argument about pulling guard in grappling tournaments. I was like, you're a wrestler. You're going to argue it. But if I pull guard, and I pull guard so hard that your knees touch the ground, that's a takedown for me. And he's like, that's weak. That's weak. We got in this huge argument about it.
He like to act like a turtle with his gi on and, like, duck his head all the way inside of it?
Yeah. Like, when you're trying to get, like, a collar choke on him. Like,
yeah.
He'll pull his gi over his head, and he'll stick his head over his gi so you can't get that collar choke. And I'm like, that's illegal. You can't do that.
That's bullshit. I'm going to have a conversation with Anthony. That's just not working out. I mean, you know, I'm a one-star.
You can put that contract
killer
gi on and do whatever you want in it, and it's false. You cannot do that.
I think we might have a super match here. Maybe you versus
you
might Anthony.
Me and Anthony?
Anthony.
You're picking Anthony?
No, for the boobies. Who truly loves the boobies?
Oh, who truly loves the boobies? I think, have you seen Mercedes' boobies? I'm pretty sure Anthony wins that.
I don't know. You've got a pretty sick little mouth guard that says it, but, you know.
I do. I'm happy with everyone's boobies. I want everyone's boobies to be happy all the time. So, you know.
So if I said you had to pick one, which one do you love more, BJJ or boobies, which one would you say?
Come October, it's going to be boobies for sure. Definitely got to represent, you know, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. But all the other months, probably BJJ.
Is your fight attire for October 18th going to be all pink?
It's going to be a surprise.
Oh, come on. Let's break the surprise right now.
I can't
Nobody
break
listens.
The surprise right now.
Nobody listens to this
nationally
show.
Nationally televised surprise.
I mean, oh, my goodness.
Access.
Can I get, like, a phone call or, like, a picture before you walk 18th, out on national
you'll see
TV?
The surprise.
Come on, Courtney.
There will be some pink on it.
I will send you Schmoor's Pizza if we can do this right now.
I don't know. Schmoor's Pizza does sound really good right now, though.
I know. But
no, you
I'd
have to wait.
You
guys are
going to
have to wait. You guys
on October 19th.
All
right. That's fair enough. I'll just be like the rest of the peasants out there and wait.
Maybe I'll send you a sneak peek the night before.
Yeah, no, like 5 minutes before you walk out. Just let Mercedes send you a picture.
I'll cheat it.
Yes, there we go. And then you could be like, you could do a giveaway, like the first person to retweet it.
Okay, you better be on your game then.
Oh, of course. I'm always on my game. But
all
I like
right.
to let the people win the prizes, you know what I mean? I get the pleasure of getting to talk to people like you and find out how fight camp goes and what kind of fun you guys are having.
We have a lot of fun, that's for sure.
So now are you going 7 days or are you taking a day off? At all for the rest of camp?
I take a day off. My day off isn't really a day off. It is, but it's not. It's more like I just kind of go ride my bike. That's my workout for the day. Is I ride my bike or I'll go to the park and play with my nephew, which consists of me, you know, doing monkey bars with him for hours and climbing up things and just hanging out with him is a workout in itself. So even though it is a day away from the gym, I'm definitely doing something.
Are you saying that you still like to be a kid?
Oh, absolutely. Me and my nephew have a blast.
Who's quicker across the monkey bars, you or your nephew?
My nephew, Aiden, is pretty darn quick. He's pretty quick.
You know, it surprises me that they still have monkey bars at, like, at these parks, you know, with the way people are always, like, worried about somebody getting hurt.
Yeah, that's true. I think they have a warning sign, to be honest with you. Like, I really think so they don't get sued, you know. You can't, like, you know, sue the city of Mesa because your kid fell and broke his arm on the monkey bars because there was no warning sign. People are crazy these days. I'm surprised that hasn't happened.
Now, is there a similar waiver before you're going to step into the cage?
There is a similar waiver, I think, that I sign every time before I step into the cage.
And do you ever sit there and think, do I really want to sign it this time? Or are you just like,
to be honest,
I
don't think I've ever read it. I think I just sign it. They throw things in front of me, I just sign it. I think
Mercedes,
I need to Mercedes
sure
with me all the time. They're like, this is so, you know, you can't sue us. I'm like, okay, sign. This is, you know. I'm too tired. They hand it to you at such an awful time. You know, you're cutting weight, you're showing up, you know, trying to weigh in, and they hand you all this paperwork to fill out, and you're like, I can't even read this. Like, it's too small. I want to drink some water. And then, you know, everyone brings their whole crew with them, and all of them are drinking, you know, Gatorades and stuff, and you're sitting there watching all these people drink, and you're like, I hate you guys.
Are you straight to the Pedialyte or straight to coconut water after you get off the scale?
I'm straight to it's Powerade, half a watered down Powerade, and they have these Powerade, Gatorade packets that I used to have when I played soccer, and it's like electrolyte powder, and it's like real salty, and you put that in there, and it tastes like sweat. It's really weird. It tastes like sweat, but it gets you super hydrated, and then after I sip on that, then I go to the coconut water. And then Pedialyte after I eat, because if you drink too much Pedialyte, you get constipated. So you don't want
that. Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, there's a trick to everything. Everyone handles their liquids differently. So I have my little system that I use. It seems to work quite well, so I'll stick to it. But I know
how long did it take you to get to that to get to this system that works? And are you working with Lenny Laser? Or Laser Lenny, or whatever he is.
Laser
L.
Lenny.
We'll just call him Double
Laser
L.
Lenny.
We'll call him
no,
Double
actually,
L.
The hydration I've had since I played soccer, you know, we'd be out there playing 90 minutes in Arizona heat. So, you know, we always had to hydrate, and that's how we did it. It was drink half your Gatorade, then you fill the rest up with water, and then you put that, you know, Gatorade packet in there, and then you sip on that slowly, you know, in between games trying to get rehydrated, and then... Then, of course, when I went to college, we implemented, you know, Pedialyte. And, you know, now that coconut water is out, I implement the coconut water, then the Pedialyte. Pedialyte's like the last resort just because, you know, you can't get constipated and backed up with that kind of stuff. So you gotta do it smart.
Did you ever implement pickle juice?
To be honest with you, I drink pickle juice every day after practice. Help with
it's cramps. Awesome, isn't it?
I've been doing that again since soccer. Same with mustard.
Yeah.
I eat a lot of mustard as well. I can't
was
do banana.
Was that something you picked up at UTEP, or did you do pickle juice before you got to UTEP?
I pickle juice before I got to UTEP. My coach always was on top of all that kind of stuff. Gummy bears. We ate a lot of gummy bears. For recovery. Haribo? Something in the jelly that they're made out of, the glucose in it or something. I don't know. I have the email probably from like 6 years ago that they did that. Like gummy bears are good for you.
Why would I think that you would probably still have that email?
Yeah, I do. I still have my freshman orientation like workout book, like going into like to prepare yourself for, you know, 2 days. Like this big giant workout
book. The workout
book
packet?
Yeah, that you get, all freshmen get this workout packet when they're at home. Like, once you sign your letter of intent, they send it to you, like, here, start working on this, so when you get there, you don't look like an idiot.
Yeah, I remember my sister got that before she went down to FAU.
Yeah.
And I was like, just remember now, this is the thing that they're going to find out how serious you are when you show up.
Like, exactly. And, like, they send it to you, it's like a book, it's like a paper, like, just with a giant staple in it. My mom took it all apart, laminated every piece of it, put it in a 3-ring binder, and mine's all, like, fancy, and I show up with, like, this fancy book, and everyone's is all, like, bent and stuff because they've been throwing it in another bag, and mine's all, like, perfect because my mom, like, went above and beyond. I put little quotes in there for me every day, you know. So
Mercedes did say that she does read the sheet you sign before you get a chance to sign it.
I think she read my scholarship like 6 times. I even think she took it to a lawyer, to be honest, and then told me I could sign it.
God dang. So now, you know, October 18th, tell the people what they might be able to expect.
Fireworks. Not literally fireworks, but fistful of fireworks. Maybe a few leg kicks filled with fireworks as well.
And I don't know, I kind of like the backpack rear naked choke. I mean,
fireworks.
I thought that was pretty sweet. You know, and to have it be at
roaming candles.
333 of the first round, I thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah?
Three cubed.
That's how I roll.
Well, you know, Courtney, as always, we really appreciate you coming on. And before we have to move on, do you want to shout out your sponsors?
Absolutely. Definitely got to give a shout out to Mercedes over at Ludo Elite. Kimora Wear, Mentum Eyewear, Soapalicious, Clench Mouth Guards, Cast Iron Supplement, Training Mask, 5-Round Fury, all my gyms, Sanchez BJJ, Freak Animal Fitness, and Seton Muay Thai, all my training partners, and my family and my friends.
Now, do you have anything fun planned for Labor Day weekend?
Labor Day weekend, I'm definitely going to be drinking some Liquid Ninja for sure. On Labor Day weekend. You guys got to check them out. Stuff is awesome.
Is this the new energy drink down there?
It is. It's the new energy drink in the world. It's awesome. You guys got to check it out.
What flavor are you drinking?
I drink all the flavors, to be honest with you. They're all great.
Well, look into this. Liquid Ninja.
Look them up.
I don't know. Courtney, I'm going to talk to you before October 18th, but we really appreciate you coming on tonight.
All right. Thank you guys for having me.
Now, anytime. Now, go and hey, here's a shout-out. You know, we're just going to do this right now. All you guys that backed out of grappling with her last week at Naga, you're a bunch of pussies. And at the next one, when she shows up, if you don't do it again, we're going to write a huge article about the male 125 grapplers in the state of Arizona.
You should definitely write a letter of concern for their health.
Mentally, you guys just aren't there. You're not bringing it to the table.
Not bringing it. Well, you guys have a fantastic night. I'm super excited you guys had me on the show.
Nah, it's always a great time talking to you, Courtney, and we really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. And you got to make sure you get Anthony on the show, too, before his fight.
Oh, I know, but I just talked to him last week. See, he doesn't even tell you when he's
last
on.
Last week, I'm telling you, and then you got to get me right before my fight. You got to give us
a
little
yeah.
You know what I mean? You got to get him back on.
Yeah. All right, maybe we do a double dip, and we'll have you guys both on the same night.
Ooh, double dip. I don't know if you guys can handle that.
Where we can arrange the grappling match between you and him. This is the plan. So, like, maybe the last weekend of September, which would be, like, maybe 2 weeks before your fight, but still before his, we arrange the grappling match, and we talk about both your fights, and we'll see what you think about his fight and what he thinks about your fight.
That sounds awesome, actually. I think that's a great plan.
I do, too. So that way you can start doing homework.
I will. And you guys did you guys vote already for Anthony? Did you guys go and vote
for him? I'm not voting. I'm not voting. Because, like, I wouldn't.
Did everybody
guess?
Well, just let you guys know, everyone out there listening, go vote for Anthony Berchek to be the main event.
I'm not going to vote for either Schmialino or Anthony. And then I was like, but I'm still not going to vote for Smile and Sam Alvey either, so I'm just not going to vote, but I have promoted both of those guys' links to be voted on, and I'll allow the people to make the decision.
All right. I'll let you guys pass on this one.
I voted.
But he voted. Big Mouth over here voted. Jeff.
Oh, he did. He did vote.
Clenches in the candy.
He doesn't. He doesn't believe in, you know, journalistic integrity, things like that.
No, fuck all that. I don't care about that stuff. I'm going to look it up, though, now that you said it. I want to find out what it is.
No, but definitely you guys can all go out there and vote for Anthony Berchak. Tweet the MFC, MFC38, Bantamweight, hashtag, all that shit, and then tell him Courtney Casey sent you.
Exactly. Make sure they know that Courtney Casey sent you guys.
And if they don't, boots to asses.
Exactly.
So, October 18th, you guys can expect figurative fireworks, not literal fireworks.
Program dollars are going to throw down.
And then the last weekend of September, we're going to get Courtney Casey's take on Anthony Berchak's upcoming Bantamweight title fight.
Sounds like a plan.
Who had their Bantamweight title fight? Oh, no, wait, you're not a Bantamweight anymore. What am I thinking? You're at 125.
I'm a 125-er.
Yeah. I was going to say, who would be the baddest 135 champion, though, in the Luda family if you guys both had that one?
Who would have – I missed that one. One more time.
If you were both 135ers, we could see who the baddest one was. You guys could fight for each other's title.
Ooh, Courtney, that would be good. Like a battle of the belts.
Yeah. Or you can meet at like 130. I mean, I'm sure Anthony can make 130. He's a tiny little guy.
I'm sure he can make 130. I mean, since he's got Laser Lenny Man, that guy is shredded and his game is on point. So whoever comes in the ring with Berchak is going to have a problem. That's for sure.
Tell Berchak I'm coming for him.
He'll welcome it with open arms.
Awesome. Well, Courtney, we appreciate it. We'll let
no
you
problem,
go
guys.
And rest
Thank you so much
up
for having
from...
me.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Jeff, I think I'm not sure what kind of fireworks we're going to see, but I'm pretty sure that we will see some fireworks on October 18th.
Yeah,
I'm just curious, man, because, you know, like, she's so good at grappling that it's hard for me to pick her to – it's like one of those things with, like, I have the same thing with Brent Primus, where his grappling is so good, it's hard for me to pick him to win by KO, but he does that too.
Yeah. She can do it all. It's going to be a good fight. But definitely Courtney's fight, I think.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Now, what did we think about last night? So last night there was a fight. There was a lots of fights. Did you get to watch anything?
No. I was busy driving.
Did you hear anything about Kovacs' fight?
Oh, yeah. Yep. He didn't win.
Well, yeah, I know that. But did you hear about how it went?
It was. I heard that it was one-sided. He just got taken down and punched. So it was over. It was only a minute 30, so not too much could happen, I think. Was it a minute 30, something like that? It was fast.
I thought it was like 3-something.
Maybe. It just sounded very one-sided to me, unfortunately. Would really like to see Matt get a win. But I heard Hamilton on a different radio show today being interviewed, and he's an interesting fella. I can't wait for him to fight up there. Be a good fight.
What did he have to say?
Well, not a whole lot. I mean, he's a pretty respectful guy. You know, he doesn't really talk shit, but he should learn like how to say his opponent's name and stuff probably. I don't know. Maybe not. But he sounds confident, that's for sure. Ready to go and stay for a while. Like 3 fights, he said. Something like that, at least. So.
Up at NFC?
Yeah. So that's cool. Get some blood up there.
Did he say anything about last night's fight?
If he stays, that'd be cool. Huh?
Did he say
anything
about last night's
fight? He didn't say anything about last night. Not one word. Not one word that he even fought, which is kind of weird. But he also said that he trains in Arizona, too, at Jackson's, and he trains up here all the time. So he lives up here. His wife's up here. I don't know. Maybe he travels well.
it's weird. A lot of weirdness going on.
A lot of weirdness. But there's some other good fights on that card. I'm excited for that lightweight fight on the next card. It's going to be fantastic. Justin Harrington and Harrison Bevins. Woo! Man.
What do we think about, we heard a lot about the guy from Michigan. We heard so much that I was convinced to actually pick this guy from Michigan.
Yes. Yeah.
And he got knocked smooth the fuck out. Like, and what I heard is it wasn't like, not like a TKO, but like this dude was fucking out.
Well, remember, this just furthers the whole thing I told you about Anthony Hamlet, where he can pick fights like nobody, unless they're his own guys. If they're his own guys, he's usually wrong. But if they're anybody else's guys, he almost always picks the fights right. His own guys, no, not so much. I'm just going to start picking against him.
Yeah, but I mean, I haven't heard from people in Michigan about how good that guy was.
He's supposed to be a stud. I mean, Muggsy was talking about him, remember? All those guys from Michigan were talking about him. Fighting Bellator. Heard some names, so I don't know. Harrison's just that good, I guess. I heard he didn't look bad. Harrison just, you know, it was real back and forth, and then Harrison just beat him to the punch. Out.
That's good, man. Harrison is a good guy, man. You know, he is generally like one of those nice guys of the sport.
Sport needs more Harrison Bevins. He's good for the sport. Not gonna offend anybody. Not gonna, you know, do anything bad. Can fight hard every time. Humble.
Yeah, really humble.
7-1 and humble. I'd be the cockiest son of a bitch in the world if I was 7-1. You'd be unbearable.
You'd just be going, you'd be like, you'd probably call the one guy that beat me up, that, like, you would call him every day and be like, man, thank you for just calming him down just a little bit.
Yeah.
Thank you for, probably, like, making sure that he is not undefeated in 8-0. Would I be worse at 8-0 or 7-1?
I don't know if you can tell the difference at that point. Because you're institutionalized.
Now, what about, you know, Zach Kahn actually made it farther into that fight than I thought he would.
He made it. I thought he would end. Actually, I wasn't sure when. No, I thought it would end as soon as Ian wanted it to end. But some people were saying they thought it would go the distance, like Anthony Hamlet. Thought it would go the distance, and Zach would just really take a beating because he's seen him. He's so tough. He's really hard to finish. But not when you got the middle on top of you. Mule's a whole other ballgame. That's like two, man. No thanks. He's a guy that went toe-to-toe with Dave Corchin for the whole fight, all standing. You saw it. You saw the video of it.
Yeah.
He's insane. He is tough, coming forward the whole time. It was nuts. He's a really tough guy. I don't know who Cage Sport has at 170 that's going to, like, we can't beat. I don't really think there's many guys in the state that he can't beat at 170. I'd like to see him in Lyle fight. I'd like to see him in Eddie Ellis fight. That's the level I think that he's at.
You think Ian's already there?
Yeah. He's good. Really calm guy, really humble and grounded. And he's scared. People like that are scared. He's got no ego. He's got no, you know, he's not flashy at all. He's just like, he owns a feed store. You know, he just feeds animals and does hard work all day and trains at night, and he feeds love. Goes to church and loves his family. He's a scary dude to mess with.
Well, you know, when you're nicknamed the Mule, that says a lot. Either A, you can just take a beating, or B, you are just a tough son of a bitch that can give a beating, or C, you're both. And this guy's both.
He's both. And just it's been two fights since then, but before the last two fights, he had like three head kick knockouts in a row. And if you've seen him, he don't exactly look like a kickboxer. He don't look like a TIE fighter. When you see that big old leg come, wow, I was getting hit by a barrel instead of a stick.
Yeah.
Crazy. A lot of power. All the guys from that gym, though, Jeff Hogan's gym is just top notch, man. They get all tough guys.
Let's talk about a guy from your gym. A guy from your gym, buddy. A guy that you punched in the face and punched you in the face. Well, I don't know if you let him, but he probably did it anyway. Jeff Sweeney with a big and what sounded to be a vicious elbow across the cranium for a KO.
Yeah, it was real nasty. I guess real quick, 30 seconds. Glennon said it was close to perfect, and that's a huge compliment. I've never heard him say that. He really just followed all the instructions of the plan. Everything came out and did exactly what he was supposed to do. 30 seconds, time down, out with elbows. That's nasty. It's making a statement. You know, he got a new nickname. Glennon changed his nickname because of new beginnings for him as a pro. You know, he had a lot of tough breaks as an amateur. He has a lot of fights, a lot of really tough fights, but when you fight that long, you don't get any easy fights ever. He didn't always show up in shape, so he didn't have the most awesome amateur record, but everybody who knows him knows he's hella tough. A lot tougher than a lot of the champions, so he's a handful. There's no question that he's a pro. It's great to see how he does. Like 28 years old.
When you start off vicious like that, you're going in the right direction.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be a heck of a start. I think there was only one decision last night. Not I think. There was only one decision.
Yeah, of course. Redding House and Hatton.
All the rest were, I think all were first round, or one was second round. The one that was, the seventh was second round, I think, or beginning of third.
No, Hector Lopez.
That was
got
distance.
Chris Wheat in the third round.
Who went the distance? Somebody got a unanimous decision.
Yeah, Redding House and Hatton.
That's right. That's crazy. They didn't let the judges decide. Smart move. Can't complain then.
No, you can't.
I'm really excited for this Harrington fight. Harrington Bevins fight, I think that's a great fight. They're both really similar. They don't have any one thing that you can go against and take away their game. They're both so rounded that you got to take away everything to take away their game. You just take away their striking, well, they're fine on the ground. Take away the ground, well, they can sure bang. So it'd be a great matchup. Just straight up athleticism and same skill set. Pretty cool. You gonna be at that
I
one?
I think it's a good fight, huh?
Will you be at that one?
I don't even know. I don't even know when the next one is.
It'll be like 4 weeks in a row being up here if you are. It's October 5th. My birthday.
October 5th?
Yeah. It's when all great men were born.
Really?
Yeah. You didn't know that?
No. So were you like a New Year's Eve celebration?
No, I was born on October 5th. Oh, I see what you're saying. Who knows?
You're like, no, I was born on October 5th. When's your mom's birthday?
November 7th.
No, was it your mom's birthday?
She'll be 45. I'm 43. I'm asking questions.
Man, you should find out. That'd be an interesting story you could tell Lily.
Ask my mom what my dad told me what he was doing. I don't know if I want to ask her, but I want the same answer. Yeah. My dad said he was doing acid, so.
See, that makes sense, dude. You're
doing acid.
You're from
with him.
You're from Washington, right? That's where your parents were both lived at? Yeah, dude, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. We're all in bed, right?
Everybody's rolling on acid in 1970.
That's right.
Especially, if you live in... If Oregon and Washington or California in the 70s and you weren't dropping acid, you're probably moving to Texas.
You know, I was actually... 3 weeks, born 3 weeks late, and my dad's birthday is January 14th, and I was supposed to be born September 15th, so that must have been what it was, but I was like a birthday, like morning call or something.
Yeah, oh. Dude, that's exactly it, buddy.
Gotta be. Because he's a dick. I can't imagine they slept together very often. Had to only be on his birthday and stuff.
Can you think about, okay, what were you doing when your oldest daughter was conceived?
Her mom. Any other questions? That's an easy one.
Was there a reason, a celebration? Do you remember? Was it 4th of July?
Sunrose. There didn't need to be a reason. Kidding? Actually, no. Yeah, it just definitely wasn't an event. I mean, it was always an event, but not an event. No holiday, no, like, power outage or anything like that. I'd probably just been gone for a week or something. That would probably be it. I was working out of town, came back. It's a mercy. So ramen next, huh?
Yeah, dude, it's going to be a lot of fun to talk to this guy. Now that I heard he's doing squats of 750 pounds, I want to know what the hell is...
Linderman was quite disappointed in the outcome last night because if Hamilton would have lost, he would have got that fight back.
You think?
What he said. That would have been cool.
Well, maybe, you know, we can see him in that fight now.
And Rama and DJ are messaging back and forth, so this will happen. Messaging back and forth, cool. He thinks Rama's cool. He is cool. But, you know, there's some conversations going on, so that's good. Paved the way for great fight. I think that's a great fight, man. I think the matchups there really are interesting. DJ's ground's better, and that his stand-up is so unorthodox and weird with his screwball punches and stuff that, I don't know, I'd be really interested to see that fight. I'm interested to see Rama fight Hamilton, so he can fight somebody who I know well, and I've seen, you know, more than half their fights they judged, and I'll get a real good idea of how, you know, it's hard to put these guys in perspective when you don't seem to fight anybody you've ever seen. You've seen somebody you know really helps you, you know, have a good feel for it.
Yeah, to get a real gauge of where they're at.
Yeah. So, I'm looking forward to that.
No, I know exactly what you're saying.
Doesn't always happen, but sometimes you think a guy would just wreck somebody. Like people told us that Dave Chappelle was going to do it in Harrison. This didn't pan out. It's a different place, different people. You might have wrecked everybody there. We didn't wreck Harrison here.
No. And Harrison's a guy that I can tell a lot about how you do against him.
Yeah. I'm impressed. I've been kind of skeptical, I'll admit. I'm impressed. Kind of. I was a little more of a believer each of the last couple of times for Harrison than after this time. Man, because despite however good we think Dave was, I heard that he just looked amazing. Looked real good. So, we know he's got great training partners. He's one of his main training partners, Drew Brokenshire, and he's got these studs to train with, so naturally his game's going to be good. But he's a clean living kid, man, and so I think that helps him too. So he's getting to bed and getting his food and not out partying. It's a good advantage in a fighter.
Yeah, no, he just needs to incorporate like a manager. Like he needs to find like a Bobby the Brain Heenan or a Jimmy the Mouth of the South Hart. I think that would probably be more beneficial to him, somebody like Jimmy Hart. Because Harrison might be too good, too quiet and too respectful for his own good.
Yeah, well...
Like, he needs a mouthpiece, you know?
I know where you can find two of them. We can talk for him. Oh, we're supposed to be talking shit. Aren't we supposed to be talking shit for somebody? Who is it? Oh, Frankie and Eddie.
And who are we supposed to be talking shit for?
Frankie and Eddie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You're supposed to, yeah. I'm Frankie, right?
Eddie.
I'm Frankie and
Eddie,
you're Eddie.
You're Eddie, because you know him better. then you know Eddie, then you know Eddie? Frankie. Yeah, because you don't know Frankie.
Oh. Well, yeah, that kind of makes it better.
Okay. I'm cool either way.
Like, cause that way, I can't, do you like them both?
Yeah.
Maybe we need to hire somebody to talk shit for him.
Oh, no, I love talking shit. We can do it.
All right, well, so you're Frankie, and I'll be Eddie.
Huh?
You'll be Frankie, I'll be Eddie. Yeah, now you're Frankie. That's who you said you wanted to be.
Okay. I'm cool with it. Maybe if you can start working on your garage, you'll be somebody. Eddie.
Dude, what do you mean train out of my garage? That's a gym. That's a dojo, man.
The dojo. That's where
that's
I park my car.
Elite Tacoma.
At my house, that's where we keep our cars and our stuff that we don't want to unpack from moving.
Well, in my dojo, we break men down and we rebuild them here like they were Play-Doh.
Oh, that was special. Are you reading that off a piece of paper?
Like I mold and I take these young men and I turn them into grizzled veterans. And you're just gonna see just how much I mold you in a minute. Come on, September 14th.
Are you gonna be able to last that long?
September 14th, you're gonna wish that you were sitting there on a clay spinning wheel and not underneath my ground and pound.
Let me go have another beer.
I'm not having any beers, man. That's part of this deal.
Did you be drinking this close to the fight?
don't you worry about it, man. I'm at 187 today.
Nice. Well, I'm at 186. So I guess you're still, once again, you're a little behind me. That's okay. I understand. You didn't go to college or anything, so. Except for to watch a movie, pick up girls.
I think that, you're going to be having to retract those words come September 14th. You remember what Rob Can did to Ryan Sheckler? Oh, or just a taste?
I don't even know Ryan Sheckler. Who's that? Who's Ryan Sheckler? Oh, that's one of those boys.
Not Ryan Sheckler. Ryan
the
Mangler. Huh?
Is that one of the boys you train in your garage? in your, what do you call it? The Yodo?
The dojo, man. It's a dojo.
The dojo.
Son.
Oh, so you're like a karate kid. So like wax on, wax off thing. So you do that? You do a lot of waxing on and whacking off there? In your garage?
No, we don't really do any of that, you know. Maybe you haven't noticed, but I have kids, you know. In some circles of the world, those are called fuck trophies. Now you have a couple of
those
too,
belts?
Right?
Did you buy those belts? Sure that you did buy most of those belts that are hanging in your garage, right?
We don't buy belts, man. We take belts.
But didn't you buy them?
We take belts and we take men's pride, and we don't give either of them back.
Oh, that's cute. You should get that on a T-shirt.
They don't call it Northwest Elite because just any jabroni can get in here.
No, just crossdressers. I got you. That's cool. Everybody needs a place. Hey, I'm glad to open your place up to those kinds of people. That's wonderful. You know, they need an outlet too.
Where are you training at nowadays?
I have my own gym in North Bend. Basic Mass. Maybe you've heard of it. Probably seen it on television. Maybe. Maybe not. Probably don't get television where you're at. Probably can't afford it, huh?
Television? We don't really know what that is here.
Yeah.
We don't have time for the television. You know, we're sitting here working
on
the
hold
gym.
Hold on. Hold on, the Red Sox are on.
We don't have time for the television, man, at Northwest Elite. We only got time to train, eat, sleep, and bang our broads, man. That's all we got time for.
Well, If your wife finds out you called her a broad, she's going to kill you in your sleep. She's going to pull you over driving and shoot you. And it'll be legal to see the cops.
Isn't that the sad truth? Isn't that the sad truth?
Yep. But I'm just calling.
Then it'll be legal.
Is that Eddie and Frankie?
At 9:05? I don't know, man. Do you think we did a pretty good job being Eddie and Frankie?
That was pretty good. I don't think they could talk shit that good. Oh, we still got 5 minutes. No, I don't
or should I have been more like, oh, you know, man, it's just going to be a good fight. You know, I think Frankie will bring it. And it'll be, you know, the fans will have a good time. Me and Frankie are going to put on a show.
Yeah. Give me a show, all right. I'm sure everybody out, you go to the ambulance. Show everybody out, you cry for your mama. Give me a show.
So, did you actually get to talk to Landon about Sweeney's KO?
Yeah. He said it was close to perfect. The night was close to perfect. His new nickname is the Candyman, which was great. They didn't find that out like 20 minutes after I delivered him a brand new mouth guard that says the Swinger on it. Good thing he's a Candyman now.
Who?
Jeff Sweeney. He's no longer the Swinger. He's the Candyman. So,
what's the Candyman mean?
He's addicted to candy, and I don't remember the rest, but yeah, new beginnings, I shake the Swinger, but the Swinger can bang, so it's good Candyman can too, but I heard that Candyman's been subbing everybody in the gym. He was not a sub guy before, he was capable, but he sure wasn't doing it. It's just awesome to see. He's a good guy, love it.
Older, younger?
11 years. 11 years, dude. That's a long time.
Is he an older or younger guy?
He's younger. He started at like 17. Now he's like 27, 28, I think.
What kind of ceiling do you see for him?
Well, he's real athletic and, you know, I don't know. It's hard to say. He can stay on the right path. He can definitely make it up a level. You know, he could definitely be up a level. Just have to see how he evolves. It's such a big thing. Like, I think this elbow thing might be huge for him. He's real good at getting top position. And he's really strong. Being able to use elbows could just be nasty for him. It sounds like it was.
Oh, I thought that was a standing elbow.
It was what?
I thought it was a standing elbow that he hit him with.
That's on the ground.
Huh?
Grounding with nasty elbow after elbow.
Oh, is that what it was? I heard it was a standing elbow for somehow. I don't understand.
Maybe he dropped him with one, but he definitely was on top of him just with devastating elbow strikes, he said.
That's what I like to see. I like seeing guys debut and do something like that. Like, test out the new toys.
He doesn't get as nervous. You know, he's been fighting for 11 years. And always been in sports.
Do you have more than 20 amateur fights?
Probably about 20. No, probably more than that. Over 20, I'm sure. Kind of kickboxing. He did super fights, or he did like a gladiator fight where the first round was boxing, the second round was kickboxing, the third round was MMA. I did one of those against Joe Thomas. He's a beast. He's actually the guy putting on those water fights you talked about earlier. He's been in there with some really tough spots. Carol Fodor. And ended up losing in the third round, so he wasn't in shape. But, I mean, he's been in there with really tough guys.
Well, I like it, man. I like seeing new guys on the scene, you know? And I got somebody else I want to see fight.
Yeah, we need a new bud. We want to see the same five guys fight each other over and over.
It's time for some of these guys to move on to bigger leagues.
Yeah, I'm going to have to buy a ticket to the next cage for it, huh? Gross. So, what do you think about? There was a couple things about Cage Warrior Combat. The Marie Smith fight. What do you think about that?
Well,
is it right now? It's happening.
I know, it doesn't look like it's happening, and I'm kind of sad.
I think that it still can. I think if everybody writes letters and does what they're supposed to do, that it'll work out. But they need three different doctors to say that it's okay. You know, not just a second opinion, but a third opinion. They all say that he's okay to do it, then he's okay to do it. I don't know. It seems like a lot of work.
You know, I mean, for me, as a guy that wouldn't mind seeing a former UFC champion fight, it makes me sad. But, you know, from an analytical stance, it makes a lot of sense, man. I mean, dude, he's like, what, 56, 52, 56? 52. I want to say 56 for some reason.
I mean, he's 52, but either way, he's 50.
You know, and I mean, he's taken... I still, you know, where the NFL's been around for like 47 or 48 fucking years, and they're just now getting into this concussion thing. And I think that a sport where there's tons of head contact in practice, and, you know, I mean, it's not like football where you're taking 5 months of the year off from hits.
Yeah.
Like, you're getting hit all year long. We just got to be cognizant of that, you know?
Yeah. Well, I know that he's fine. I mean, he fought last year. You know, he fought Jorge Cordova last year, who was not a bum, and he had knocked him out in the third round, I think. He's still a bad dude. I mean, most people were picking him to beat Kovac, so the fact that it's not approved, it's just because, I mean, it's safety. I totally understand. I just hope they can get it straightened out. Or we'll find a new good fight to put in his place. One of those, like to see.
Yeah.
You
should call.
Fight,
you should call the future heavyweight title contender from Maximum Fighting Championship.
Didn't he already a title contender?
Huh?
Didn't he already a title contender?
Yeah, I know. But I was gonna say the future NFC champion, but I didn't know how that would come out. I don't want people to think I'm biased. You know, I'm trying to, you know.
Think that you're biased? Like, people don't know that you like Shlomo Rama and you don't know Anthony Hamilton? It's okay to like someone. Cool dude.
That's my thing, man. I think, and you know, and the thing that surprises me the most is how humble, like, I still... Like, one of the things that sticks out in my mind about Shmuelino, and we'll talk about this when he's on with us too, but when they had that really severe flooding up there, man, he was definitely, you know, worried about people and trying to do what he could to help, so.
That's cool. Okay, if I disappear, I'm in the screening room. I'll just say, you know, quantum right now.
Okay, buddy. I'm just going to randomly pick an event we're going to go over here, people. I don't even know what one that we're going to do, but I have a feeling that we're going to go straight to Rough 10. No. Yep, that's where we wound up at, Rough 10, where there was one major upset in my world. Haoxin Wu got knocked the fuck out by Kukunku Amatrevishin. I mean, this guy, I don't even know where Amatrevishin came from, but he... put the beating on my guy, Wu, who I actually had pegged to win the fight via first-round submission. And look how wrong that was. This guy fucking comes from Mongolia. And just remember that name, Kukunku Amartuvishin. I don't fucking know. He was 0-0, and he just beat an 11-3 guy. So you tell me.
No answer.
No answer.
No. Been a long time. I'll try again.
Yeah. You know, it's where, you know, this is like where you're watching these foreign shows, people. This is where you can find out about guys that we may need to really know about. And I'm telling you that Kukunku, he's a guy we need to keep an eye on. As he progresses through the ranks of Rough, we'll probably see him at 1FC before long. But Mongolia, known for their wrestling, just a tough, gritty civilization, you know, it's probably a rough fucking place to grow up. I can tell you I wouldn't want to grow up in Mongolia. How about you, Jeff?
No, I wouldn't like that at all. I'm really not third world much. I'm kind of a candy ass. I don't like to camp, none of that shit. I want to be clean, you know. Yeah.
That's surprising me. You don't like to camp? Do you like to hunt?
Yeah, I like to hunt ducks.
No shit. Money.
Yeah. But I never shot anything bigger than me. That's kind of my rule. Don't shoot anything bigger than me unless it's trying to kill me. Call Phil again.
That's kind of, I would think it would be the other way. Don't shoot anything littler than you unless it was trying to kill you.
Well, I had the rule for a while, don't shoot anything unless I'm going to eat it. But man, after eating ducks, I was like, I really like hunting, but there's no fucking way I'm eating that many ducks because those don't taste very good. They're okay. I tried them every single way possible, known to man, and I never really get them so that I liked them. I was just like, I was holding up to my end of the deal of eating them if I killed them.
You know that me and some buddies used to give ours away to the Chinese restaurants.
Nice. They took it, no problem?
Yeah. They don't care if you're just trying to give them away. You're like, here.
I bet. There's money. Free money to them.
Oh, shit.
Be looking outside the back door for each day.
You know, and then that way, it also makes it good because then you can kill like 2 or 3 lemons a day.
It used to be 5 here. And 5 ducks is...
Yeah.
Jeez. It's a lot to eat.
It was 6. It's 6 here. Dude, they just upped the limit for... daily limit for geese in Oklahoma to 8 for this year.
Wow. Must be a big...
Can you imagine
lot.
That? 8 fucking geese, dude.
Who's going to carry him? Bring an extra person just to carry him so they can be like, I'll carry a whole person back. Damn.
Fuck, man. You got to figure, dude, a goose can weigh 15, 20 pounds easy.
Yeah, 8
especially
of them?
If it's a grader. If it's a grader? Fuck. Here's, so here's, God, I wish I don't know if I can tell this story on the air. Man. It's been.
I'm sure they didn't tell me off.
It's been like 17 years. It's got to be past the statute of limitations.
Did anybody die?
No humans died.
Then you're good. Should be fine then.
So I was like 16. You know, I've been hunting ducks and geese for 2 years or so. And we hunted really hard and we hunted a lot. Well, one morning, like our thing was we used to go out and like go to parties on Friday night and just get fucking shit faced. And then like when the party was over, we'd go out in the middle of the night and set up decoys and then go home and go to sleep. And so that when we could come back in the morning, we wouldn't have to set up any decoys.
Yep.
Like everything would be ready to hunt.
Yep.
So, you know, that was like one of those nights. And then when we came back in the morning, we were fucking just still hammered. And like we come creeping up over this little dike wall and we look over and we just see a bunch of whiteheads, right? So we're like, oh, shit, man, there's a bunch of snow geese down. So we figure out a way to, like, we're like, all right, what are we going to do? So everybody, we all load their guns, like, right on the edge of, like, shooting hours. And we're all loaded up, and then we just come up over the top, and these birds all get up, and then we drop, like, 6 of them.
Swans?
Yep.
That's a big one. They don't like that. It ain't no bald eagle, but it ain't good. Yeah, I hear you. I get bored and there's like seagulls or skype, you know, the little, or snipe.
The little long-beaked fuckers?
Yeah, the ones that like fly in the flocks and look like a flag going by when they go. I would just shoot, like, 20 at a time because I was just a dumbass kid, bored as hell, sitting in the field looking for stuff to shoot.
That's exactly what we used to do, man. We used to go and chucker hunt down on the Snake River. And, like, I remember, like, my junior year of high school, we went and, like, our parents actually let us get a hotel room. And we stayed over, like, Christmas break, we stayed overnight, and we chucker hunted for 2 days. but we also like to shoot coyotes and shit like that. So we'd always like have like some high-powered rifles with us and our shotguns and then 22s and all kinds of shit, you know. But I remember one year, man, we sat up on these cliff tops and down in the Snake River, like where the seagulls would be landing in the river. We were just sitting up on these fucking ridge tops, like shooting seagulls out of the middle of the river. It was fucking awesome.
Intense.
Like 400-yard shots, dude. Like you're just sitting there, like you shoot, and then you fucking, like when you would hit one, and you would like drive it underneath the water because like all the fucking foot pounds on that sumbitch like finally got there.
Yeah. Do you ever do a live decoy?
No.
Nothing works better than that. You can shoot them and they will turn around and fly right back. Not even fly 50 yards away, turn around and fly right back into you. I understand why it's illegal. It's not cool. But it sure works.
Dude, I bet. What, would you just tie something to their foot or something? Like have a leash?
Yep. Just had one tied to the weight and string off my decoy and just tied it to his leg and it just swam in circles, making a lot of noise, and it was ridiculous. It was bad enough that I had to end it. It felt real guilty. Because it was just too easy.
You know, there's only been one time, I'm 35 years old, I've probably killed thousands of animals. And only one time have I ever felt guilty.
Yeah? Neighbor's dog?
Yeah. No, fucking pack of coyotes. It was a pack of coyotes. And I shot one. And, like, I just put it down. Like, you know, it wasn't, like, dead. It just, like, was down. Like, I broke its back, but it was still alive. So I had to walk down with a pistol and fucking double tap it. And when I walked down there, and it looked like, it was funny that you said like a neighbor's dog, because it did just look like just a little puppy dog. When I fucking was standing, I was like, God damn it. I was like, fuck. Stop, pop. That's the only time I've ever felt, you know, I mean, shoot. It's fun, man. Doing man shit.
Yeah. I haven't shot anything in a while.
It's like, man, I'm really stoked for next weekend to be out elk hunting. Hopefully, you know, I'm sure people have already killed something this year. Just not a big fan of hunting opening weekend, man. It's like when every Tom, Dick, and Harry's out there.
Just a zoo?
Yeah.
Get all the once a year's out?
Huh?
Get all the once a year people out to just go out one day, opening day, and never go back again?
Yeah. And by, like, usually, I mean, next weekend might be kind of busy with it being Labor Day weekend, but just walk far enough. You'll get away from everybody. Or you can always try the reverse psychology and don't go very far because everybody else will go a little bit too far.
Try them again. So if I disappear, that's where I went. But I'll just say that I'm leaving when I see pop in that room, but it looks like it's just ringing and ringing again.
Oh, dude, Tachi
was
back
on the air,
right?
So you can hear it, so we can hear it and know if it's giving us, like, the wrong number.
Yeah, let's hear it. But Tachi was back last week. Ricky Legere Jr. had a big win, first-round armbar over Joey Cabezas. Art Arseniega with another victory at Tachi Palace. I like to refer to Art Arseniega as the king of Tachi.
All right, the number you're calling doesn't exist. Are you sure you're calling the right one?
Désolé, le numéro composé n'existe pas. Êtes-vous sûr de signaler le bon?
Sorry, the number you're calling doesn't exist. Are you sure you're calling?
What in God's name was that?
Yep, the number you gave me does not exist. Did you need a country code or something for Canada? Supposed to have something before those numbers?
I don't know, I'm going to have to find out.
Don't want to miss out on this guest.
Hopefully Vlad's awake.
Wait, it's only 9:20.
Oh, yeah, but it's like 11:20 in Edmonton.
They're an hour ahead.
Is it only an hour ahead?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought they were 2 hours ahead.
Nope.
Really?
We're Yep. Could it be that he thinks he's not on yet?
Yeah.
You told him 11, did you tell him 11:05?
Yeah.
And then you tell him it's 2 hours off?
Yeah.
He's going to be it then. You don't even think he's on until 10:05.
Motherfucker. See, this is the problem with time zones. We need to abolish time zones. No,
it's kind of weird.
Like, I mean, I understand that we need people to be writing letters to Maurice Smith to get him to be able to fight, but people need to be writing letters to get rid of fucking time zones. Like, I mean, I talk to Mercedes White a lot. And let me just tell you, dude, I can never fucking figure out what time it is here and in fucking Arizona, ever. Like, she'll be like, no, Ross, I'll explain this to you again. And I'm like, okay. And then the next time I'm like, hold on, so if it's this time there, what time is it there? Is it that time? She's like, no, dumbass, it's not. Like, fucking time zones, man.
I wonder what happened with that In the Cage thing from last week. Who won the video? You know how that works? Somebody won them out there. I just don't know who. I'd like to know who.
Okay, here.
I'm on their way to dental safety.
Oh, are you talking about the Dirty Dozen?
The what?
The Dirty Dozen?
Yeah.
With Casey and Cyrus?
Yeah, you know how it works? I mean, when do they pick?
Well, every week they pick, I think.
Oh.
Like on Monday or Tuesday. Like when people send in the videos.
Skippy, I know you can hear me. Tell us how it works. Tell us how you do it. He's listening. He's just probably not listening.
Skippy had a long day yesterday.
No Twitter on the shitter or whatever it was. He knows it's no block talk too.
No Skype on the shitter.
Yeah. That's just wrong.
Hold on. I'm getting, I'm making sure he's ready. Don't call yet. Now I got to remember this. Edmonton's only an hour ahead, so they're just right over Idaho?
Yeah.
I thought
almost
that was
straight
Saskatchewan.
Up. Straight up from Idaho. It's not even that long of a drive, really. It's like 12
Dude,
hours.
Do you see all these fucking people watching the VMAs today? What a fuck. Don't support that fucking low-life behavior.
VMAs?
Fucking... Yeah, man, the Video Music Awards. I mean, they don't even have fucking music anymore.
Really? Damn, at least I don't know.
Like, there was some, apparently, Miley Cyrus says she's the twerk king or twerk. I don't fucking know. I really don't even know what the fuck twerking is. But you had to have an ass to be able to twerk. And I'm seeing far too many super skinny women that can have enough ass to be able to twerk it.
Oh, you give me a different number down?
Hold on, I'm giving you a different number.
A different number?
Yeah.
Well, this is a real at the end of your seat show here.
Dude, we're doing good tonight. No, but, man, we're actually talking about important things, man. We don't want people to support the VMAs, man.
Yeah. This show is brought to you by Upper Silence.
Yeah, this show is brought to you by Rob not knowing how to tell the time. This show is brought to you by Rob not understanding the time zones between here and anywhere, basically. The only time zone I understand is the one between here and New York City.
4 hours?
3 hours, dude. Come on. Eastern.
Well, whatever. However you want to look at it. So you're going to tell me when to call him, right?
Yeah. I think you can probably call him. I wasn't told otherwise.
So who am I calling here?
A dude.
You need, like,
three numbers? You're calling... The first one with a four, that's Schmeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, you were not even fucking close. You weren't even in the right country, were you?
Well, I don't know, dude. I can't help what the guy has to fucking change his number all the time. I've had the same number for fucking 14 years. I don't understand you. And then I got fucking people, people are like, why do you live in Oregon and you have a number from Oklahoma? I'm like, because I didn't want to fucking change it. Well, I mean, don't you think you should get a number from out here? Why? It doesn't fucking matter. It's not like you have long distance. It's not like you have long distance anymore, you fucking bozo. You know, there's nothing more annoying than, like, somebody calling and telling you that they're, I'm just messaging you because I got a new number. You just did this shit 6 months ago. Fuck, use the fucking number. It isn't hard.
Pay your bills, you can keep your number.
This person cannot be reached at the moment. Please leave a message after the tone. After you leave a message, you can modify it by pressing pound.
Good afternoon, Shmeely and Arama. This is the Sunday Night MMA Breakdown.
Too late.
And we were just calling to... What? You hung it up?
I'm gone. Yeah.
Oh,
I didn't catch
him. Come on, bro.
I said you can leave a message. You didn't say anything. It was just awkward silence, and then we started talking.
Yeah, exactly. That was what was going to happen. I had to put a script together like that quick.
You're gonna have to
like, I didn't have time to answer you and then be able to leave a message. Like, I had to choose between, okay, sounds like we're leaving a message, or am I going to answer Jeff? And
right.
I felt that the leaving the message was of a higher value target. I mean, no.
Probably was. Yeah, we'll get on the same page.
Here, I know that you can call Vlad. He'll be ready.
You want to call him?
Yeah. We'll get the inside scoop. Well, yeah, then he'll know the scoop on Shmeling.
Probably talking
to Northwest Fight Scene right now. Northwest Fight Scene? I heard they covered K-Sport last night.
They did, yeah.
Wonder how that went for them.
I think they went okay. Seemed to have results.
Did they?
You must really know some people to get in there, though. That place is tough to get into.
I don't know, man. I never have a problem.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's just me. It's possible.
Did you see the Carlo kick from England over the weekend?
From who?
From England.
No. On what show?
Cage, MMA in the Cage or something?
I'll check it out. Okay. Vlad, live, calling.
Is he? Oh, I thought you were saying you already had him.
No, I'm calling him. What the? Someone called. Failed. Man, what are you doing with the numbers?
What are you doing? I don't know, man. I just copy and paste, dude.
That's all I did. Copy and paste it. Took out the dashes and the spaces and the name.
Did you leave the name in it?
No, why would I leave the name?
I don't know.
Give that a name.
Well, I mean, I dial a lot of names. Like, when I call you, it says Jeff.
Jeff. Yeah, I hear you.
Like, I actually never really call a number. I just, like, hit a name. I'm like, oh, Jeff. Like, that's kind of one of my biggest disappointments right now, you know? Huh? You call that number I just gave you.
No, I'm saying people ask you now, what's your number? And you don't even know your number these days because everything's pre-programmed by name. And my number is Jeff. Your number is...
Yeah.
Geez.
Like, sometimes I have to think about my own fucking phone number.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, whereas, like, when you're a kid, you used to call home, so you always knew your phone number. But now you're never calling your own home. Like, if you're calling, like, if, you know, if you live with your girlfriend or your wife and you're calling them on their cell phone, not, like, at your home phone.
Yeah. It's true. Most people don't even have home phones anymore.
Did you put, like, a 1 in front of it? Or, I mean, I didn't do that.
Oh, I didn't put anything. You did it. You told me to.
I think you need to put a 1 in front of it.
Why didn't you say there was a 1 in front of it then?
Well, because I don't have a 1. I'm not calling.
You got an idiot.
Like when you call, when you call me on Blog Talk, I'm.
This is Rama.
Maybe. It's me, Alina.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, buddy. How are you doing?
Doing good, man. You know how it is.
Well, I know. I hear you're training hard and having a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah, man. You know how it goes. That's life.
What's new in the gym?
Same old. Just training my ass off. Just changing it up every time. I'm gaining new shit, so.
What? How's the grappling coming?
Great. Beautifully. Always been good at jiu-jitsu, so.
Is it still as much fun as boxing?
With this guy. I know what's going on with this guy, so everything will be cool.
What do you think about your opponent?
Whatever, right? It wasn't a guy I was expecting, but he's an opponent, and I can't look past him. You know what I'm saying? He's good. I don't know. We haven't seen much tape, but he's athletic. He has power.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I judge like half of his fights or more.
Yeah, Vlad was telling me.
He's a wrestler. So.
Yeah, he's a porn star or what?
He's gonna lean on you and he's gonna try to take you down and leave it. He's
going
to lean on you.
Yeah. Well, so, the thing is with that, if even if he does manage to take me down, oh, man, he's in for a bad night.
He fought last night.
Hey, man.
Hmm?
Go ahead, Rob.
Your opponent fought last night.
My opponent?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He fought last night.
Yeah.
Yes.
When?
I fought at Cage Sport 26 last night for their heavyweight title. So he had to defend his belt.
So what happened last night?
He won.
From what? Yeah, he won in the first round with a ground pound.
He's fighting next month?
Uh-huh.
What the hell?
Yeah. He got through with no injuries.
What's going
on? Oh, good.
Only in America. Man.
Yeah. Big risk, I thought. Huge risk.
What the hell? That's weird, man.
Bet this can't come fast enough for you, huh?
Pardon?
Bet this fight can't come fast enough for you with this all this time off.
I know, man. I can't wait to get going. This is crazy. I've been on the bench since February, so. It's not what
I. Have you had this long of a break before in your career? Have you had this long of time off?
No, this is as long as I've had off.
Brutal.
Oh well, though, whatever. It is what it is. That's the way it goes.
You were supposed to have a boxing match, but then when the flooding came, that kind of got scratched as well, didn't it?
Yeah, I don't know what happened. God, I just had bad luck this year. I don't know what's been going on. But whatever, flood is a flood. I can't do nothing about that. It's not nobody's fault. So what can I do?
You know, that's one of the things.
I heard Anthony Hamilton had something to do with that flood.
Well, the place where we were holding, the place where the event was held, like, it was flooded to the 14th row.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, I saw some of the posts that you put about that, and I thought it was kind of interesting that, you know, like, your take on it, because you were seeing people complain about things, and you were trying to remind people, you know, just to be grateful that, you know, that they had their lives still and stuff like that. You know, what was it about that situation?
Everybody's getting mad at me. I'm like, man, would you rather be alive? Or what matters most, your life or your house? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And everybody's sitting there getting mad at me. I'm like, listen. It could be worse. I don't know what you're worried about, a piece of wood that you're sleeping under. People have opportunity here. You can get a job. You can work. You know, you can go. Yeah, it's going to set you back, but you can go stay or rent an apartment for like a month or whatever, or stay at a hotel. But would you rather be dead?
Yeah, it was very crazy.
Like, what do you want me to say? Like, people feel so sorry for themselves. Like, yeah, life's going to set you back, man. People face problems all the time. You don't cry about it. You deal with it.
Did you have any? Were you directly impacted by any of the flooding yourself?
No, it was literally. But it like people were affected. Like literally, like not even a kilometer, 500 meters from me. And sure, yeah, people help each other out. But damn, don't complain. Just take care of the problem as fast as you can. Well, you're spending all that time complaining and being on Facebook about your house being broken down. Go do something. Go figure it out. You know, no offense to those people. That sucks. I'd be devastated, but I wouldn't go around telling the world and expecting, oh, everybody feel bad for me and all that.
Yeah, you can't let get caught up in the moment. That's for sure.
No, it's not even that. It's none of our business. I don't need to tell you what's going on in my personal life. You know, like, come on, deal with it. Take care of the problem. Tomorrow, if something happens in my house, do you think anybody would care? Oh, that's sad and whatnot, right? But really, would anybody really care? Life goes on, you know. You have your own stuff to worry about.
This is very true. I mean, you know, I think people just do it because they want the attention.
Yeah, anybody can call me whatever they want, but I'm speaking reality. That's all I'm saying. I'm saying is that people move on. People are over it. People are still homeless right now. And nobody talks about the flood no more. The flood's been forgotten. I'm like, where is that? What are you guys, where are these pretenders now? You know what I mean? Like, forgive me for saying it how it is, but hey, man, I'll say what I want. I'm not going to sit here and lie and pretend to be, oh, all this and that. I'm just going to say it how it is, man. If anybody's offended by it, what do you want me to say? That's how it is. Look at it. That's what it is.
Now, how's things? Let's talk about a more exciting moment here. Let's talk about fighting and how everything's going in training, and what have you been focusing on maybe more or less for this upcoming fight?
Well, like every camp, I just go out there, trust my coaches. I can't stress that enough. Every time I go and start training with them, they all design a certain game plan. Not a game plan necessarily, but just a way that I have to fight this guy, right? I prepare for everything, and I go out there expecting to give everything that this guy can't handle. So I'm always improving my skill and always getting better, and that's pretty much it. I'm just improving. I'm improving every camp. Every single time I'm training, I'm improving. Every single day, I'm getting better. People can't hold on to that.
Who's giving you? Who frustrates you the most in practice? Is it your cousin?
You know, nobody really anymore. I've had some problems finding training partners. I have to bring out a couple guys from other places, and they have to stay with me for a little while just to kind of help me train and give me a hard time, but. Anymore, it's getting tough. I'm starting to need to find better training partners, and here and there I'll get a few guys, but I really have to tone it down and kind of work on skill now more than power and speed and stuff like that, just so I don't overwhelm people, because we pushed a few training partners away, a few good sparring partners we had. It's because they just didn't like the hard work. And I guess, you know, some people are fighters, some people aren't. What do you want me to do?
I just want you to keep putting on a show, man, and having a good time doing it.
Definitely, man, and that's what I'm going to keep doing. Don't worry about that.
What do you think about the social media contest for the main event?
You guys know. Well, it's garbage, right, because I felt like I should have been the main event just because of what happened last time and, you know, the promoter coming out and saying, listen, you're the main event for sure, and I have proof of that. But I guess he changed his mind last minute, and that's okay. You know what I mean? What can I do? He says it's a business. It is a business. What can I do? Whatever is best for his company, he's going to do. But I'm there to fight, so whatever the boss says to do, I got to do it.
Are you more excited for this fight with the time off than you have been for any of the other fights?
Nah, not really. I wish I would have fought May and then again in June and then again, hopefully maybe I could have fought again in August. I just want to stay busy like I stayed in 2012, but it doesn't go that way. The heavyweight division is not deep enough, but I'll take what I can get.
Vlad, are you with us now?
Yes. How's it going, Gary?
Hey. Good. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good.
How does Smirlino stay so humble all the time?
I don't know. It's probably natural talent. Is he humble? Really?
I think he's pretty humble.
You don't know him very well.
Maybe we just don't get to see him in the gym.
First of all, he's number one, right? So he never forget to remind everybody that he's number one. And we're making fun of him all the time, but he'll never forget about it. Now he's actually better because he didn't fight for a while, and then after he become number one, and you know what? Reality is he is number one in Canada, and there's nothing you can do about it. He cleaned up that division pretty well. So I don't think he is very humble, but he is working towards that. he's a pretty nice guy.
Hey, how has the growth been since we got to talk to you guys? I mean, I know you get to work with him all the time. I mean, and how? What kind of new tricks have you guys been working on?
Oh, well, what has come to my department, then it's boxing. He improved dramatically, right? He's amazing. I enjoy working with him because most of the time, you know, for college, it's a challenge to work with guys because, you know, it's not only you have to explain to some certain people how to do that and that, but you have to make sure they're actually going to use that technique or they're going to use this particular trick. Because only in practice, only in sparring, you actually can get it, right? With Smil, I don't have any problem. I enjoy myself, actually. So I'm looking forward to our training sessions. But, boxing is just a small part of our training. He's working a lot on his jiu-jitsu and his wrestling, a lot on his conditioning. And this is basically, we didn't change much in boxing. We just keep moving and improving. What we worked more, as Melina worked more on his conditioning improvement, plyometrics, lifting. He is always trying to find a new groove, something new, looking how his body responds. And that's just like, that's a beautiful improvement because you can see it by the way he look. He look good now, much, much fitter, you know what I mean? And he getting faster, he's strong. Oh, hell, man. I never see anyone lift that much.
If he gets him to be in too good a shape, are we going to have a problem with all the ladies that are going to be around all of a sudden?
We already have this problem, man.
What's going on here, Smirlino?
You don't even want to know, man. Damn. Don't why you gotta put this? Why you gotta ask me this question in public? People are gonna listen to this.
Well, you can. I'll let you think about the answer till we can have the rest of the conversation in private.
Yeah. Don't we can talk about this in private. Let's not ask this question. Oh,
now, are you the humble guy that we know on the radio, or are you the not humble guy that Vlad and everybody at the gym gets to hang out with?
Well, when I'm at the gym, I like to be that way just because it just puts me in a mood to train. I want to train when I'm all outgoing and energetic and always talking shit back and forth. You know, we're all talking to each other, just saying all this and that, and kind of it warms you up. Like, emotionally, you just kind of... I put myself already into a mood to train because when I leave the gym with coach or when I go see him outside of training and whatnot, I'm not bouncing around and yelling and screaming and doing all that crazy stuff. When I'm in the gym, I like to act like that just to kind of get myself going and motivate myself. And I've always done that before weights or any other sports. I've always been really outgoing just so I can be the same when I'm in practice and or in a game or in a fight.
What are you squatting nowadays?
Did Vlad tell you this?
Yeah, you wouldn't believe that. Because, you know, it's really hard to believe that human being can do something like that. But, yeah, he is crazy, man.
I went at the gym, and I'll tell you what happened. So there's this bodybuilder at the gym, big, solid guy. You can tell he's on steroids, big muscles, everything, right? He jumps on a squat rack, and he puts four plates on each side. Right, so that's like 405 pounds, including the bar. And this guy gets on the weight, and he pushed it about four times, struggled on the last one hard, and he did a few sets of that. And me, I start out with one plate, do 20 reps. I go to two plates, 15 reps, three plates, 10 reps, then four plates, 10 reps, and then I go five plates a side, 10 reps, and then six plates a side. I do about five reps, and then I'll put on seven plates a side, which is about 750 pounds, something like that. And this bodybuilder next to me is sitting there pushing four plates a side three times, struggling, and I bust out seven plates a side, which is 750 pounds, eight times, and I'm sitting there, every rep I'm pushing it up, I'm looking over at him, and he's sitting there staring at me with the dumbest look on his face.
Now,
you just
sir,
had,
can
you,
you
just
put
had to
that...
be there in the moment to see what kind of. It was just a beautiful moment.
Yeah, that's something that Jeff can relate to. Jeff used to be a powerlifter, so he can relate to this. When I told him about that, he was like, "He goes, that's not bad. That's pretty impressive for a civilian."
But somebody lifting is very impressive.
He is not a bodybuilder, right? He is just doing his part of lifting to being a strong guy. So, well, it is impressive.
Dude, that's insane. I mean, so you go 20 at four plates, 15 at five plates, and then 10 at six, 10 at seven. Shit,
man. I can tell you this, in a powerlifting meet, guy in block squats is doing... He doesn't even do that as much as he's doing one time for his competitive list. Most of them don't even do 750 once. He's doing it a number of times. He's not even a powerlifter. That's insane.
And the thing is with that, I'm only lifting weights twice a week. I'm doing one day upper body, one day lower body. So, you know, I'm giving my body quite a bit of time to rest, right?
Important.
And, like, with doing that, what I found is, you know, I've made really fast and high gains. In strength and like speed and balance and everything like that.
Dude, I just noticed like since your fight with Lee, like your conditioning has like, that's been the biggest thing that I've noticed that you've improved, you know, I mean, just from like an eye test kind of thing, is that your conditioning has gone completely insane since that fight.
And it's even better. Like if you guys would have got to see me fight Barnett, oh my God, I could have gone 12 5-minute rounds.
What do you do
for
that's cardio?
What yes, two conditioning coaches, actually, and himself. Right? He's doing conditioning in two different gyms, and he's doing conditioning with me. So, and you should see what we do, man. That's pretty crazy. And for a big guy, because he is not doing it by himself, he's doing it with a bunch of guys like 145ers and 170. He is not back, you know, he is not running on the backside. He is like always with all the guys, and then they can't keep up with him. So he's doing pretty well.
Shaman, are both your parents athletes?
No, my mom was just hard worker all her life. My dad was an athlete. He played pro soccer and all that kind of stuff. But they were swimmers. I come from, on my dad's side, you know, swimmers and track stars. And they were all, like, national and international level competitors in track, like hurdle runs, 100-meter dash, swimming, like, 100 meters, 200 meters, and all that kind of stuff. and just soccer players and stuff like that.
So, like, competition is something that's ingrained into you, like, even before you really had a choice, it sounds like.
Yeah, I didn't really have a choice with sports, right? Now I owe that to my dad because from the day I was born, he kind of, from the day I could remember, he was always, I was always involved in something. He would always, I'd always have a ball in my hand, you know, like a basketball or a soccer ball around and like a basketball net. Like all the pictures I've seen, there's always some sort of a sport around me. And I was just raised like that. Like my dad had me doing drills at the age of four. I was doing professional soccer drills at the age of four. I was sitting there crying while my dad would be screaming at me. Screaming, I'm telling you, screaming, swearing at me. Like, you piece of shit, you better do this right now. You better do this right now. And I owe all that to him, right?
Do your parents get to come and watch you fight?
No, just my dad came the last fight. That's it. That's the only time he ever came.
And then he almost killed me. His dad hugged me after the fight so hard that I thought, I'm done, man.
That's crazy. But that explains where you get a lot of your drive at. I mean, it's just like there's just so much that, like, it seems self-ingrained into you that, like, you have your own, like, you know, that you're just doing this for reasons other than notoriety and fame. And it's just like, you know, you want to see how far you can go.
Well, I was always the younger one, right? I didn't have any brothers, older brothers, but I had older cousins, right? That would always bug me and stuff like that. You know how it goes when you're growing up with cousins. Everybody, they're all picking on you or beating on you and all that. But, you know, I was always competing against them. I was always going against older people. And, you know, people were always ahead of me, and I was always trying to be the one that catches up. And now that everybody is sitting back and doing their thing the way they always did, I'm catching up and blowing through them.
Speaking of cousins, how is your cousin doing? Elvis.
Elvis is Elvis, you know, doing his thing. We don't know where he's at right now. We're trying to get him to box. He's going to get his head together, you know. He's still young, and he's at a crucial part of his life where he can do this. He's good, man. I'm telling you, this kid, he's sparring. We get together as a team once in a while, right? Me, Elvis, and this other young guy that just became part of our team not too long ago, a few months ago, Petro. And we'll go to different boxing gyms and we'll spar, like professional boxers, right? And then Elvis will go up against some like Jenks Trotter guy. He's like a really decorated boxer out here in Canada, and he's well known around the States and whatnot. And we go in there, and these guys are looking at us like, oh, they're from an MMA gym and whatnot. They're giving us all those cocky-ass looks. They think they're tough guys and whatnot. They're talking about being boxers. Little do they know, as soon as we get sparring, you got to see those guys' faces change, man. They go from acting like tough guys to looking down at us and just sitting there saying, oh, good job and whatnot. Elvis is hitting this professional boxer with 4 or 5 punch combinations, circling out. As soon as the guy turns and faces him, he's hitting him, bah, 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 like 5 combinations, circling the other way, just all over this guy. And these guys are sitting there, you know, talking about these guys like they're the greatest. And we go out there and we just make these guys look like clowns. So, you know, we can all do this. We got a great coaching staff, and we got a great team together. And I don't know, I'm happy, you know, I got Vlad and I got the right people around me at the right time of my life to kind of just put me where I wanted to be in this world. And, you know, he's got to realize what he has, and he's got to make the same out of it. He's going to take what he has and just start building his career and start building his sport and becoming the man that he wants to be. And no pressure on him to be a fighter. He can be whatever he wants, but why not do what you're best at?
Yeah, I mean, that's always a good point, you know. Yeah, I mean, I there's a part of me that wants to see you in a boxing ring, but there's also a part of me that doesn't want you to start boxing and then fall in love with that and not do MMA.
You know, whatever happens, happens. What do you want me to do? Whoever's going to pay me the most, that's where I'm going to go. Call that selfish, but damn, we're in this to live anyways, right?
That's the best answer anybody's ever gave.
Hey, like I said, I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. I'm going to be as true as I can be.
No, I think, and you know, and I think that's a really good point that you mentioned, you know, that you make. Like, is I go where the money's at, and I think that, you know, sometimes guys forget that. But there's no point in doing it for the cheap.
Oh, these guys are fighting for pride. You think Cain Velasquez is fighting for pride? You think if Cain Velasquez wasn't getting paid a lot of money, you think he'd be fighting? You think if he can support himself from fighting, he'd be fighting? Nobody would. You see guys that are stuck in the UFC and that they're not guys like, who can I say, Clay Guida. Where's Clay Guida been? Where has he been? Yeah, he got a few bonuses, but like guys that do good, like they've kind of drifted away because they're not getting those big paychecks. Yeah, sure, they're putting on exciting fights, but they're not able to live from fighting, so they just disappear.
That's a good point. Hey.
That's life. That's the reality of it. What do you want to do? You're not getting paid. You're not paying your bills. You're not going to the gym. You got to make money to eat.
I have to disagree here a little bit. You know, some people do fight for different reasons because, you know, for Smell, like, it's not a question if he's a fighter or not. You know, that's I don't know how to explain that. You understand what I'm trying to say. Some people, for them, fighting is challenge. You know what I mean? Jiu-jitsu is challenge. Boxing is challenge. They go there and they look up to this kind of tasks and they think, can I do it? For him, it wasn't ever a question. Can he do it or not? He's doing it. For him, it's absolutely normal, right? So he is a fighter and he is an athlete. So it's not really like he's doing it because he wants to challenge him. Fighting for him is not a challenge. So that is why he is talking about that. If he can support himself, he's going to do it because he's really good at it. But some people, they doing it not for money. They're trying to see if they can do it. You know what I mean? So he passed this kind of stage. You know, he probably passed it when he was 16 because that's what he fought first time. And he knows, yeah, I can do it. That's not a problem. For him, fighting is not a problem. For him, fighting now, it's a job. And this is what he is making him so good because he treats it as a job, right? He's serious. If I go to work, you know, and I tell my boss, you know, I'm not in the mood today. You know, I'm hurt. I'm just going to go home and relax. What do you think my boss is going to tell me, right? So,
sure, Vlad, go ahead. Take a break. Take a week off. Go to Mexico.
Yeah, Smell's training every day, three times a day. He's not taking break when he hurt, you know. He's not saying, oh, you know, coach, let's not do conditioning today. That's not a question. He's not asking me this kind of thing. He knows. That's what gets him somewhere, right? So every time you guys see him fighting, we're not going to say, oh, well, you know, whoever lose, whoever win, we just want to have fun. We don't want to have fun, man. That's not fun. That's his job. You're going to have fun. The people who watch it are supposed to have fun. We're just going there. Right? And we're doing our job. And that's why he's going to win. He's going to win every single time. He has no another job. He doesn't have another thing to do. He's doing this, and this in particular. If he would have something else, he's probably going to do something else. He's not doing anything else. And that's what makes him who he is. And that's what I see, you know. So for some people, fighting is challenge or, you know, something they want to do. For him, it's a job. He wants to be Cain Velasquez, you know. I tell you one thing. If somebody called me tomorrow and asked if he wants to fight Cain Velasquez, he would jump off the roof. He would fight two Velasquezes at the same time. That's what he is, you know. And now I'm being very humble. Because, look, really, he is that crazy, right? And that he is that confident. And the most important part, I am an old dude, and I am confident in him as much as he is confident in himself. I believe he can beat anyone. And, of course, we train, like, as every, like, normal coach and every, like, normal management, we train to build him up, right? To pick him on the right time. But he is ready. He's very, very good at everything. And he's getting crazy good, scary good. So,
I think for me, the thing is that we haven't even seen the beginning of his potential.
Well, you didn't see anything. What we see it, you know, he goes there and he's trying to get comfortable in the cage. is not, he didn't show what he can do. What crazy stuff he's doing in the gym, he didn't even show yet. When he's going to start showing that, then you're going to see real smell. For now, he's just trying to get comfortable in there, taking it as an experience.
Who is there anybody that can give him the cage time to where we can see what you're talking about?
I don't know. The cage time, it's a fighting time. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, you mean what he's doing in training?
Yeah. Like, I mean, you know, what kind of an opponent would we need to see that could push him far enough to where we can see what you're talking about?
I think that the better his opponent, the better he's going to fight. The better guy he stands in front of him, the better Smil is going to be. Because, well, you know, all the coaches who work with him, you know, we all see a progress. It's not like I'm just some crazy dude who just, you know, has some crazy ideas, you know. He is improving. And then, listen, I had a conversation with some guy, and he was saying, oh, this guy is, like, very good. He has a good jiu-jitsu, you know. And then, you know what I asked him? I said, you know why Smil has a purple belt? And he said, because he's good at jiu-jitsu? I said, no. He has a purple belt because he never competed in jiu-jitsu. And the guy said, I don't understand. You're saying he has a purple belt, he'll never compete? He said, yes, he never competed in jiu-jitsu, and this is why he has only purple belt. Because when he's going in training, he is running with people who is way, way better than purple belts or brown belts, you know? He is doing MMA. He's an MMA fighter. He's not a jiu-jitsu fighter. So his level is, and his coach doesn't give belts for nothing. You ask anyone, how many people Anderson give black belts?
One.
Yes, one. And then everybody mad at him because when his guys go into competition, they make look everybody bad. And they don't understand why these people they don't have those belts because he doesn't give anyone anything for nothing. So he gives Smil belt without competing in jiu-jitsu means crazy, you know. That's how much he thinks of him. So that's how good this kid is. So when we see somebody, you know, really, really good, then you will see how good Smil is. So
like
the guy,
like
you're saying the guy, he is a wrestler? Well, let's see. Let's see what kind of wrestler he is.
He's a wrestler for sure.
Well, you know.
Whatever, what are we going to do? This guy's going to come out and wrestle in an MMA fight. Great.
Exactly.
Punch him in the face. There's jiu-jitsu. Like I told you guys, man, if we go to the ground, this guy... If he manages to take me down, then it's like he's going to be so tired even if he takes me down. Now, like, if I'm on my back, then he's in a totally different world. Then he's screwed. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Well, I mean, all I can say is that October 4th can't get here soon enough for me, and I know that it's the same way for you, my friend.
Yeah, man. It's been a long time. What can we do with it? It happens. Things happen. The sport's not certain, and hopefully that mistake does not happen again.
Yeah, I hope that does not happen back-to-back times. That would just be absolutely ridiculous. But, hey, before we have to wrap this up, man, do you want to give a shout-out to all your sponsors real quick?
For sure. You know, I got to start out with my new sponsor, Soul Electronics by Ludacris. You know, shout-out to them for sponsoring me. Optimal Wellness Center for taking care of my body. You know, they're always there for me. They always, the chiropractic, the massages, those guys treat me great. Who else, Coach? Who else do I got, man? Who else? What am I going to say?
Victory Mouth Guards.
Victory Mouth Guards for hooking me up with my mouth guards, taking care of my dental work and all that stuff, keep me pretty for the girls. you know, just all my coaches, everybody that's out there for me, you know, Coach Vlad, 100%, he's with me every single day. He's you know, we're talking, it's keeping my mind in the right place, taking care of me. Anderson, you know, he's taking care of my jiu-jitsu, always helping me improve. Sheldon, you know, one of my training partners and assistant coaches, next to Master Dab, you know, for my Muay Thai and all that stuff. Eight Weapons Muay Thai, Tilt MMA, Independent MMA. Last but not least, Max Marin. He does my MMA. He does my conditioning. He's one of my good friends. He's been my first coach and one of my good friends for years. And Knuckles MMA, his gym. You know, I'm happy I got everybody out here. And without these guys, I wouldn't be getting as good as these guys are saying I'm getting. So it's not just me. I'm doing the work. I'm doing what they say, and I'm getting better. So it's just knowledge being passed on. And this is all of us together, man.
Yeah, well, we're looking forward to seeing you put it all on display so that the world can get to see all that. Vlad, do you got anything you want to say before we have to wrap up?
Oh, just thank you guys for having us. It's always fun to talk to you. And, well, hope you enjoy fights at MFC at October 4th. It's going to be fun. I promise you. At least heavyweight title is going to be big fun.
I'm on a coin toss. I refuse to pick which one of you guys. I wanted you guys to main event between you and Anthony. But if we could have two cages side by side, I think I wouldn't mind that idea.
I'm telling you, man, you guys would get to watch Anthony more than you get to watch me, because I'll be done quick. I'll be done quick. Anthony goes out there and battles, man. That guy is crazy.
Anthony is amazing.
Wow, man, I couldn't believe he was that good.
Yeah, you guys are both, I think you guys are both equally as talented, and, you know, I'm glad that I'm friends with both of you, and I look forward to seeing you both fight on October 4th.
For sure, man, and I want to make it clear, you know, I have no hard feelings towards the other fighters for this thing that's going on, this mess of a main event. You know, all the best to Anthony, you know, all the best to Sam and their opponents, even my opponent. But it is what it is. I love all those guys. They're great guys. We all hang out together. We talk to each other. And they're all good people, man. And all the best to all those guys. I hope all their camps are going good.
I'm sure that they are, man. And Shmuel, I really appreciate you coming on. Vlad, thank you. It is always a pleasure to talk to you guys both. And let's try and get you on before the fight actually goes down again.
Anytime.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you both very, very, very much. Have a great night.
You too, guys.
Thanks.
Bye.
Jeff, oh, my God, Jeff, you just spoke.
Yeah.
Wow, well, I forgot that you're on here with us.
You guys are rolling, man. I don't like to, you know, mess it up. It's going good. There's no reason for me to jump in. You pretty much asked the questions I'm thinking. So, that was a good interview.
I like
where his head is. He seems like he's in a good place.
Oh, dude, I just don't understand. It never ceases to amaze me how humble he comes across, you know.
Yeah,
I'm the only one that sees it. I think it's there. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
I think it's not that he's humble. He's just a nice man who fights. So he's just nice about the fact that he smashed you, you know. He's nice saying at the same time, you just, you know, move on. Get over it. Do something about it. With the flood he's talking about, you know. He just, I like that he's real. Don't feel like you're bullshitted.
Oh, no, you're definitely not going to get bullshitted.
I think that he wasn't very thrilled with the fact that he came up and caught him.
No, I don't think he knew that.
I bet
he finds that disrespectful.
Very much, yeah. I thought it was, like I told you, as soon as I heard about it. So I thought that the one last night would be off because there's just too many things for me to play. Now, great, he got through without injury, but he's got his opponent pissed off and disrespected. That can't be good with Roma. It just can't be.
I don't know, man. I kind of want to just sit down and talk to Vlad for like 2 hours one night on air. I mean, I think that I just would like to, you know, I don't know, man. It's just, he reminds me of like the old school boxing coach, you know, like the guy in like a Custamato kind of a guy.
Yeah, he's real. I like that he'll disagree. Well, I'm going to have to disagree with that, and then he'll say his. I like that, instead of just sitting there and just, you know, he's got a lot in his head, a lot of history.
Oh, yeah. Dude, very, very smart guy. Oh, Harrison Bevins had a beard and shit last night?
It's in the thing. It's a beard and old thing.
Yeah, all these fruit cakes.
Guess it told me he's gonna go to a mustache.
Who is?
Just a thick mustache instead of a beard. Mike Chiesa. When he started this whole beard phase. I guess Cody McKenzie probably did, but he definitely kickstarted it again.
Did you see that thing that MMA Roasted posted the other day on Twitter about Chiesa? It said, what the hell did it say? Somebody, he's going to train for his next fight by taking a nap or something because the guy will just try to leg hump him. I got to remember this.
He's going to start birth control.
Oh, yeah. Please, that's all you had to say. I wouldn't have to sit there and try to fucking think of what the guy said.
Well, I wasn't sure.
You
could have
saved me a lot of time.
I read a smart-ass comment, and that was what it was. There's another one he said about something that the sport makes you look, and you'd rather look, you know, really ugly and win than look good and lose or something like that. But yeah. How that guy is fighting is pretty tough and bigger. Seems like he's fighting himself, but a little bit bigger.
Dude, 8 reps of 750. As a former power lifter, what does that say to you?
That he's not going all the way down. But it's still super impressive. If he's truly burying 750 10 times, then he's a 1 in a billion. I mean, a 1 in a million athlete. But I'd be willing to bet that there's not another guy. What's his weight? About 240 now?
No, he's got to be like 255.
Okay, so 250. Who's doing, that's a big squat for reps. There's not many guys that weigh 250 that are doing 750 for 10. Just very, very,
what
very.
What size of a guy is doing 750 for 10?
I'm not aware of any. Shonorama? Nobody goes that heavy that high. I mean, if you don't go to high reps, it's so dangerous. You need 4 spotters, you know, 2 on each end. It's hard to get it in the rack and out of the rack. The fact that he's just manhandling all this by himself is kind of scary. Makes it more impressive. Me knowing what it takes to move that weight around, that's something, man. That's a phenom. That's kind of, I'd hate to fight him. Because if it all came down to just brute strength, you're not going to win that one. Not if he's moving that kind of weight. If he's got functional strength. So he's not just strong in a movement, he's strong, period. He can just squat it, he can pick it up and carry it across the room and down the stairs and bring it back, you know, that kind of thing. That really crosses over into
fighting. That's the part that scares me.
Yeah. He probably really could flip over your car, you know. New way of carjacking. Tip it upside down, shake people out. So, what's your week looking like? What's on the big schedule? You got any fights this?
No fights, man. Well, I think there's a UFC this week. I think I don't have anything until Cage Warrior Combat 7.
You're just going to focus on killing stuff?
Yeah.
Nice.
I think I am going to try to focus on killing stuff.
I don't think there's any fights this weekend at all. Because people are finally smart enough to not flip fights on Labor Day weekend. It's just, and somebody's doing it every year, and it's just like, what are you doing? Nobody's around. I don't know if people are around. Let's see what the schedule has on it. The schedule has one fight in Idaho, UCL 18, Barbecue Days Bash. That's it until September 7th.
I think Carl's going to that for some reason.
Well, there's one, the UCL 19 is one Carl's going to, I imagine, because it's the one in Merritt, British Columbia that he always goes to. And that's the following weekend. So UCL 18 is the first and 19 is the 7th. One's in Idaho, one's in British Columbia. You going to the Open Jiu-Jitsu meet in Oregon, Hillsboro?
Am I going to it? No. I was going to go to it. I was actually going to try and compete in it until I fucked my neck up.
Still getting choked.
Huh?
Still getting choked?
I try, man. I try. I don't like getting choked.
No, it's kind of the drawback of the game. But it'll come around. You'll be choking everybody else.
Shut up!
You suck a dick, asshole. I've been trying to get a hold of you all day.
Well, I'm here. I've been on a muffin.
You're here and you're queer. You're here and you're queer.
It took quite a few muffins to get ready to talk to you cool cats. I was nervous.
I don't know. Did you get the picture I sent you today of what I found for you?
I did. That's pretty pimp. And I got like 85 messages from Jeff and like 600 from everybody else.
Yeah, so don't worry about the 600 from everybody else, but when I send you 2 and Jeff sends you 70, take the fucking hint.
Yeah. Don't make this come looking for you. We'll drive you back out of the state. You'll go in a panic.
Man, I just, honestly, I was just watching Bar Rescue.
Bar Rescue?
Is that like Restaurant Impossible?
Yeah, but it's with John Tafferty, that bar guy from Vegas. Guys like opened up like, yeah, he just yells at people and fires.
Yeah,
like,
here's my only question about this. If you're so good at opening a bar, how do you have time, and your bar runs so busy, how do you have time to be giving everybody else advice? Because if you're that good, then you should be working all the time.
Well, he owns like 25 bars because he's financially involved, but he was so successful that now he just gets paid to, you know, run shit. Either way, how was your show?
I don't know. I didn't get to listen.
The show was brought to you by
Why don't you tell me how the show was?
Well, I don't know. I listened to the first, like, 30 minutes, and then I went inside and got muffined out and watch TV.
Well, how did the first 30 minutes go?
They were good. I watched a little bit of Shudo.
Do what?
So I watched a little bit of Shudo. Hey, by the way, I posted a picture. I don't know if you guys caught it. I think it was late last night or early this morning, but of a fighter who won a Tough Enough championship yesterday. Dude, his name's Horty Chris. Dude, how pimp is it to be sponsored by Hortalux, man? I mean, like, it's one of the greatest grow bulb companies in the world.
Of course it is, yeah.
Oh, shit. Chael, Dana, what, it looks like Anderson tore his ACL and is out. Chris Weidman's opponent will likely be Chael or Vitor.
Oh my God, how does Chael keep getting title shots?
This can't be true. I haven't read anything about this.
Can you just read it?
What? This is from August 21st. I haven't read anything like that. I'm not believing that. That was a hoax, people.
It's on someone's car.
Wow, Mercedes looks like she's ready to pop, dude. She's going to have that baby soon, huh?
Yeah, like inside the next 5 weeks or something. Between now and the time Anthony fights, I think, is when she's ready to have a baby.
Ah, sweet, man. Well, hopefully he'll come home with not only the victory, but a brand new baby waiting.
Hopefully he sees it before he leaves. There's a miss out on that.
Speaking of
okay, so why is it so important to be there?
It's a, dude, you wouldn't understand if you've never been in the room when it happens. Dude, you can't explain it, man. It's like trying to, you know, you just can't explain it, man. There's nothing that can, when your child is being born,
And look, I'm speaking from experience with 13 children. Every single time it was a great experience that I just, it was great.
How many times were you in the room?
I was in there all 13. I want to give a biggest shout out to all the taxpayers who've been paying all my baby's mamas to sit home and raise my kids. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anything else we can do to help, just let us know there, little buddy.
Yeah, can you guys bump up that TANF? You know, I know one of my wives and ex-girlfriends and baby's mamas all need cars.
No problem. Anything else?
Yeah.
Hey.
more government fees.
I guess I'll wait till I'm not on the radio to talk to you about it. Never mind.
Are you pregnant?
No, it's my denied entry yesterday.
Oh. Well, yeah, we'll talk about that off air. But I think I'm going to be driving up to the border to meet Carl in a couple weeks. Maybe I'll try and pick you up to grab some swag.
Oh, you got to tell me when.
I'll give you like a week or two heads up.
Dude, you ain't leaving Terrebonne to go to the fucking border to meet Carl. I already know.
Actually, I might need to. It might save me money to do that route. Because the duty...
Carl should come, like, on October 12th or September 14th.
Yeah, September 14th. So you can see some
of it. I think you should come October 12th, because that's when I'm going to be coming out.
So you're coming sooner now.
Yeah, I thought you just said you were coming sooner.
Well, I'm coming up. I'm talking about coming up for that event, you schmucks. I just said I'm coming up for that event. I'm just agreeing that I'll also be in the same location as both of you gentlemen, and that if anybody wants to kill all three of us at once, that'd be the best time.
Well, actually, I got fights of my own.
On what day?
11th.
Oh, the 11th, yeah.
Dude, what do you guys have your citizen BJJ tournament at the home?
The what?
Nothing.
Oh, be at the home. Oh, I got you. Yeah. Blowjob tournament at the home. You could probably see me drinking in.
Oh, that's you're like, I'll trade you two oatmeals and my runny mashed potatoes.
For a blowjob.
Hey, you guys talked to Rama tonight, right?
Yeah.
What do you think about last night's fight?
He didn't like it. He didn't like that there was somebody fighting last night, by the sound of it, at all.
Like, he's worried. But he has enough time to be cleared. I mean, he wasn't injured, right?
Right. I think it's a matter of respect.
Well, I guess
I think it's that they weren't told.
Yeah, oh. Too, probably. He found out from us.
Well, glad he won that fight the way he did. Otherwise, he could have really made Rama mad. I think Rama might make him.
Lindman told me yesterday that if Kovacs won, he got that fight back, and he would be fighting Rama for the title. He really wants.
Wow, that's a bummer.
Well, he's still going to try and get it, though. Like, in the future, whoever wins this, he'll probably want to fight them. He wants it. Interesting fight.
I think it's a banger of a fight.
Yeah. Nice bitch.
Why are you trying to end it? We just now got Skippy on here so we can talk to him.
Yeah,
What were we going to ask him about earlier? We had a question we were going to ask him. Remember, you kept going, Skippy, I know you're listening.
Did it give us a half an hour or an hour?
Is what?
It's overtime.
It's an hour.
We got 25 minutes into it. I was going to ask him, how does that work for the Deadly Dozen, the weekly thing? I didn't hear anything about
it. Oh, yeah.
All you gotta do is send in your clip to that web address, and
how do we find out who won?
Well, because they play the top 12 and then they tell you who the winner was.
The end of that video?
Well, they play all 12, and then the number one's the winner.
Oh, I should go watch that then and see who won so I can send them the mouth guard.
Dude, oh, yeah, last week's Dirty Dozen clip, I'll send it to you the link right now because I'm about to watch it. There you go. Okay. Yeah, dude, there's some good finishes on last week. Look, watch Clinch get the shout-out.
MMA Inside the Cage, presented by Elevation Training Match. Last week's Clip of the Week contest is Ray Miller from Operation Octagon. They're called the Pride Pack. Check out more from them at HelloFights.com. Now,
they tell you who won.
We are picking up the wardrobe. We have some awesome gear for Bell's Couture and also Rudy.
I'm 1 week farther back. Hold on, I'll send you the most recent with your logo on it.
Well, there's been two since mine, right? They have one this. This is the second week.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I don't know who won any of them yet. I think I've been in two. I would expect. I don't know. Maybe you only did it once.
Yeah, it was like each week. They play 12 and one person wins the package and they announce it, the winner the next week or something like that.
What was that? Dude, we had a movie Importante tonight and Jeff didn't hit the button in time.
Yeah.
This week, 12 new finals and a brand new prize pack. What do we got?
This week, our winner takes home the Clinch, mouth guard, and some killer gear from Snapper
Fox. Yeah, that's this week's. Yeah, so there's only one since the first week.
Okay. Cool. Hey, Skippy, what do you think about the Maurice Smith deal? Maurice Smith, Matt Kovacs.
About that fight?
Well, the state's not approving it. It's not, as of now, it's not going to happen.
Well, I'll be honest. I mean, you got to look at the fact that Kovacs has been fighting a lot, you know, compared to, you know, Mo in the last year or so. But at the same time, you got to take into account that Mo's a champion, you know. I mean, he's been around the block. I don't know. I think they're looking out for the injury factor for Mo, but
yeah,
I don't know.
Kovacs has fought 12 times in 5 years, and he's fought once, and he's 50, whatever, and that he's got to get three doctors' approvals, and people need to write letters, and so hopefully it all works out. We can still see that fight, but it sounds like there's some work to do.
Damn. That jumping knee, man, that thing was vicious. Sorry, I'm watching. Oh, clip three.
Hey, my wife's giving me the eyes like she wants to watch movies or make movies.
Okay, folks, so if you want to enter into the Dirty Dozen clip of the week, get your stuff submitted. You guys can find them inside the cage. Clinch custom mouth guards is the shiznick. If you don't get Clinch, you're just a punk. Get Clinch. Get the real shit. Don't go to Dick Sporting Goods.
Shut your mouth. What they need to know about is that they need to go get their walkout.
I'm sorry. What did you say, Lafaki?
Dude, you can't be muting me when I'm giving fucking sponsors a shout out. You got to work on your technique a little bit better.
We're all laughing.
Yeah, well, the sponsor's not laughing, bozo. You probably went and hung out and watched the fucking VMAs tonight.
The what?
Yeah. Don't play stupid around here, boy.
Lepaki, I'm going to give you a one chance to apologize before I smack you down with baby powder on my hand like a bitch on a corner. Now, if you don't step up and say anything, I understand because you're scared. You understand that title over my sitting right there on my desk means a lot. So I'm going to forgive you this time because I know that it's probably your time of the month and you're not thinking right. So I'll let you go on that.
You know, there's just a matter of time before I come back and reclaim that title. That rightfully you stole. Like I kind of feel like Daniel Bryan and how you're teamed up with Vince McMahon just to screw me, you and Carl. Like you guys have turned into your own little corporation all of a sudden.
The New World Order.
Yeah.
World money.
I'm over here taking my vitamins and saying my prayers and.
You go right. Hey, hi, Stormy.
Hi.
Hi, Stormy.
At least he's nice to me.
Oh, really? Oh, that's only because you've never fucking. That's only because you've never blown an air horn in his ear.
Well, I don't do it to him because he's nice to me.
No, she didn't do it. She just didn't have the opportunity.
No, I would never do this to Skippy. Skippy, I wouldn't. Don't listen to them. They're lying.
Now I'm starting to wonder who let the air out of my tires at that last event up there.
That was probably Rob.
Yeah, you didn't know him yet, but it was Rob.
Everybody, what do you guys got planned for the week? Anything going on? Anything exciting? How come PFC 50 wasn't streamed today?
Who gives a shit, man? Jungle Fights was.
Oh, I'm sorry, Pro FC, because Alexander fought on it. Hey, Jeff, by the way, if you want to see that war with Zoo,
yes.
It's up to GFL. Almost all the events are up.
Did you watch it? Was it a bad decision?
I haven't watched it yet. I just saw that it came up like 2 hours ago.
Split decision.
It was a split.
Yeah.
But from what I understand, it was a hell of a fight.
Yeah, that's what his manager told me.
Between who?
Between Azani Zulu Azawani versus Shelton Gravediver Graves. Heavyweights.
Big ones.
Yep.
Do that. Make it. Cut a lot of weight to make it. He's massive.
Yeah.
We were talking like super heavyweights?
So they fight heavyweight, but he's...
They weighed in at like 265 each.
But he's built like Bob Sapp. Okay, that's in the shit. Your Eagle and your Polywog.
Eagle.
Whatever, Osprey. Cock sucker.